Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Phone number 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. Give us a call. We'd like to hear from you, as long as you agree with me. A couple topics I want to get to. Republican representative from Ohio, Richard Martin, is going to be doing the news today, 7 and 9 o'clock. Also, Harlan Williams, one of the funniest guys that may not be a household name. I don't know quite. You would definitely. Harlan Williams is one of these guys you would definitely recognize if you saw him.
One of his best known things was the, in There's Something About Mary's, the crazy hitchhiker who Ben Stiller picks up. That's probably one of his
best. He's a drifter in that?
Right.
Yeah, it's them, he's been in a ton of movies, and he's been on the show before. He's very funny. He's Seth MacFarlane, you know, from The Family Guy. We'll have him do all his voices and
two of our best guests ever, I would say.
Yeah, they're both good. And we'll talk to them and talk to Seth in depth about the whole Flight 93, 9/11 stuff, because he was supposed to be on the one that went into one of the trade centers.
11?
And was
the one
actually,
that left Boston, right?
One that left Boston where he actually went to the airport, not one of those near-miss stories you hear about where the people canceled their vacation plans three summers in a row and still counted as being amongst the doomed. They, you know, one foot in the grave, and they canceled their trip from Boston to L.A. three summers before the plane takes off. He tried to get to the airport. And I will say this, if he was partnered up with Jimmy Kimmel, he'd be in the ground right now. I hope Jimmy's listening. Jimmy wants to get to the airport 2 hours earlier.
A powerful lesson for Kimmel.
A very powerful lesson. And a more powerful one for me, I would argue.
Get to the airport at the last minute. It could save your life.
That's right. Well, here's the thing. Keep the gods of fate guessing. You know, I was watching that movie, The Sentinel, and they did this thing. It was an interesting movie. It was a good movie, not a great movie. It was one of these movies that was pretty good at about the three-quarter mark. It did that thing where it's like what your stepdad would do when you were a kid and you had a few people over. Okay, let's go now. Let's break it up. Come on. Dave's got to eat dinner now. Let's go. He just flipped the lights on, walk in the room, and tell everyone it's time to disperse.
This is the picture with Michael Douglas, right?
Yes, and Eva Longoria. I don't know if you've heard of her. She hasn't really made, she hasn't got much ink in the last 6 months or so. But the point is in that movie, every time they had to decide, well, was the president going to take the motorcade or was he going to take the helicopter? Was he going to take the South Road or the North Road? The guy, Special Service guy, Secret Service guy, would just flip a coin. He was the only one who knew. He'd flip a coin and be tails.
Right.
So whoever was trying to kill the president would never know if they were going to take the motorcade or take the helicopter. Nobody could ever know until he flipped that coin.
Interesting.
Yes,
like Two-Face.
That's why I show up at the airport late.
I see.
The gods of fate don't know if I'm going to be on the plane or not. And they're certainly not going to chance killing all those people just to get to me.
Trickery.
Yeah. It's a foot.
I never considered
it's
that
a
you
foot.
Can trick the fates, but nicely done.
It's a foot.
Let me say...
It's never a hand or a neck. It's always a foot.
Let me make a guess here, too. I haven't seen that picture. I will now ruin it for everyone who hasn't.
Go ahead.
Let me guess. Michael Douglas... He's accused of trying to kill the president, and he's a good guy and everything.
Sure.
It turns out he did do it in this picture, right?
No.
Really?
No.
I was sure, because he's done so many movies where he's like, I mean, like The Basic Instinct and the one where he harasses Demi Moore sexually and stuff.
So you did not ruin it for all the people.
You did now, technically.
Yes, actually, I did. A few things I'd like to ask you guys about snoring. My wife sawing logs all night last night. Yes. I said it. She, you know, she's got the twins.
It's because of that, is what you're saying.
Yeah, she never snored before. Now she has, you know, a heel in her esophagus and mine up her tukai because I have to keep nudging her all night. And, you know, I have my hypervigilance disorder. You know, I hear crickets breaking wind in the neighbor's yard when I'm trying to sleep. So her snoring, and it is novelty, snoring is now keeping me up all night. I don't know what to do about the poor pregnant woman. Should I keep, you know, poking her in the ribs and telling her to knock it off?
Yeah.
Should I, as I told Kimmel, you know, should I keep using the squirt gun? Are we at the point where I can stop urinating in it? I don't know where I am. Do you know what I mean?
There are no wrong answers.
That's what I'm saying. People have answers. They must have snoring answers. I snore if I sleep on my back. I never do sleep on my back. Once in a while, I nod off, and that's about it. But I don't know what to do. I don't know how you stop it. I have sympathy for her, but on the other hand, I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning. I need some sympathy, too.
Yeah, that is rough.
Yeah, someone works in prison, just got off work. Martinez?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
What's happening?
What's up, man?
What's happening, Martinez? Hey, I mentioned on the Kimmel show that...
My first name is Marcos, partner.
What's your name?
My first name is Marcos.
Marcos, what's happening,
Marcos? Marcos Martinez, man.
Ah, what's happening, Marcos Martinez?
Hey, you know what? I miss something about you, man. I don't hear it enough anymore. We used to do that that thing on Love Lies regarding the highways. You know, we got it backed up on so-and-so or whatever and this and that. And
the traffic report?
Yeah, the traffic report, man. That busts me up, dude.
Oh, really?
Hey, you know what I missed, too?
Yeah.
That how dare you stuff you used to take
out. All right, I'll bring it all back.
Look, can you bring some of that back, man? You just cracked me up.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, thanks. I'll bring the traffic report back.
Hey,
sure.
Hey, one more thing, man. When you're on Jimmy Kimmel, that one that got voted off. What was her name?
Pickler.
From
Kelly Pickler.
Pickler.
Yes.
Yeah. Is she hot in real person? I mean, up close.
She
looked pretty hot on the show.
Yeah, she looks exactly. I was sitting next to her on the sofa, and she's very friendly, by the way, even cuddly.
Yeah, she's in that way. Yeah.
She is exactly how she looks on TV. Everyone is just a little bit smaller when you see them in real life. They're a little bit shorter and they're a little bit more narrow. Even the guys like when Bo Bice from American Idol came in here, you see Bo Bice with his beard and his singing his Leonard Skinner songs and his denim. You think, oh, here's a badass. Here's a big guy. You see him in real life, 165 pounds.
He's a whip.
Yeah, everybody gets bigger on TV. This is why you have to have an eating disorder if you're going to be on TV. Even the Kimmels and the Lenos of the world, when you see them on TV, like you think Leno, you think, wow, look at that cabezo. Look at that big pumpkin head on him. That guy's got a big bean on top of his shoulders. You see him in real life, he's sort of a nice-looking 52-year-old guy, or however old he is.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look... You know,
you two, dear friends, you don't even know how old the man is?
It's a good point.
It's actually, I guess, probably your love is timeless.
Yeah. I don't ask to see your ID.
Yeah.
I fell in love with the man, not his birthday.
Enough. I will disagree with you on the Kimmel thing, though, because people know the two of you from The Man Show, and you're taller than Kimmel, and people always think he's shorter than he is. People are always struck by how big Kimmel is to me. They always remark, wow, I thought he was a shorter guy. He's a big guy. He's a pretty big fella.
Yeah, but the thing about Kimmel is, if you you know, he was called once the beefy Bob Crane, which I liked in a Playboy article.
That's right.
That's Hogan from Hogan's Heroes, the beefy Bob Crane. All I'm saying is when you see Kimmel in real life in a t-shirt, shorts, and his weird, bizarre, disgusting sandals he likes to wear without socks, you know, those, you know, when he barbecues.
Yeah.
If you see him in real life, he's about 10 pounds away from being completely fit.
Mm.
I mean, I wouldn't call the guy overweight by any stretch of the imagination. And Leno's the exact same way. When you see him put into the suit, they look a little barrel-chested and their head looks a little big. I'm the same way. You see these people in real life, they're not big. That's why whenever people see you on TV and then you run into them in the street, they go, oh, you lost weight.
Mm.
No, you just saw me last night where I looked 20% bigger. So, Pickler, smaller.
Yeah. Right. It always, when you see the celebrity guys in person, you're always struck by like, oh, I could beat the bejesus out of this little guy.
I'll tell you the saddest irony of life, speaking of Pickler. The one thing on your body you wouldn't mind looking a little bigger is the one thing that never gets shown on television. That's the Pickler. Do you know what I mean? You're dork. It would be lovely to see my penis on TV gain 10 pounds. I'd love the camera to put 10 pounds on my penis. Instead, it puts it on my head.
A lot of close-up cutaways for your wang.
That's right. Pensive. Thinking. What's the wang thinking? I don't know. Moody. Showing a whole range of emotion. Jubilant.
I think that's a smile.
If I know Corolla's wang, he's displeased right now. But he's got such a poker face. He's not going to give you the satisfaction of knowing.
I've said it once. I've said it a million times. Corolla's wang has a can-do attitude, and you can see that.
As an actor, generous. I think that's the word you would give. Courageous.
The most courageous Wang in the business.
Corolla's Wang creates a kind of environment that just welcomes other actors in with open arms.
Corolla's Wang is not afraid to take chances.
I'll tell you this, bold. Corolla's Wang makes some very bold choices. And I'll tell you this, too. First, I was intimidated when it came to meeting Corolla's Wang because I thought, well, I'd heard the stories. I mean, he's iconic. But you know what? Regular Joe, just like you and me.
Well, let me tell you something. That's absolutely true, but there is absolutely an Emmy, nay, an Oscar, in Corolla's Wang's future.
From your word, from your mouth to God's ears.
I was afraid it was going to be from my mouth to your Wang.
That's what I've named my Wang, God's ears. Cassandra?
Yeah.
What's up?
Adam.
Corolla.
I love you. Oh. I miss you so much. The only reason I get up this early and move to the station is because of you.
Where'd you move to?
This station.
Oh, you moved. You didn't physically relocate.
No.
That would be a greater commitment.
That would.
Move
yeah.
to a city where you're broadcasting from.
No, I used to live in Culver City, and you used to mention that all the time.
Yeah,
and
used to work in Culver City.
Find you. But
yeah.
I didn't.
All right. Yeah. Well, what's happening, baby doll?
Nothing. I love you so much, and I miss you. And Loveline is not the same without you.
Well, thank you. But here I am.
I know.
And not for 2 hours a day, 4 hours a day.
I know, but it's like I have to wake up this early to get through.
Yeah, but you know what? You can. What time do you normally wake up?
Like at 10.
Really? What do you do? Deal meth?
No.
What do you do for a living that you wake up at 10? Are you
no.
dancing? You still dancing?
No, I never dance.
Hold on. I like the way I couch that. I like the way I phrase that. From now on, I'm not going to ask a girl if she's stripping. I'm going to say, you still stripping? And then they'll say no, and they'll imply they quit a few months ago.
Yeah, no, I never did.
Are you still stripping?
No, I never did.
No, you still doing the call girl stuff? Or?
No, never did.
Not doing the Bukkake films anymore?
No.
Okay, so done with the double penetration stuff?
No.
Okay, so no more of that. All right, so that ended in April. Now what?
Yeah, no, now I'm moving up to better things. I don't know. I go to school, and my classes are later, but Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, they're in the morning, so I listen to you. But Thursdays and Fridays, I still turn on the radio.
Let's see how carefully you listen. Are you going to junior college?
No, I'm not. I'm going to SDSU.
SDSU.
And I'm
San Diego.
Puerto Rican. I'm not a Jew.
Okay. All right. I know, because your parents would kill themselves if they knew you went to San Diego State.
I know. It's not the best school. And I'm not partying
at
school like you always say me to.
That is San Diego State, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's 4 year junior college, you understand?
Oh, no, it's not. I'm paying more than that for it. Well,
it's about 10 minutes from Tijuana, and they make fun of the education that goes on over there.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
You're mean.
Wow. It's true. I've been there. I had friends that went there that were dumber than I am, if you can imagine.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah. We used to go there and party.
Really? San Diego State.
That's
disreputable school.
Well, look, whenever, thank you, Cassandra, by the
You're
way.
Welcome.
Thank
Where
you for
you
listening.
Where is the show now?
I'm mid Wilshire, so I'm not too far away from where I was.
Oh, you're still in LA. I'm down in San Diego.
Yeah, that's why I hear you're going to school out there.
Yeah.
You didn't need to go to San Diego State to do the math on that one.
You quit.
Know,
you quit the stripping, and you finally got yourself in a 4-year school. God love
that.
You. Did you do some stripping?
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you crazy? No.
Okay, baby.
Okay.
All right, good times over there.
Okay.
She's an Aztec, you know.
Aztecs. Marshall
yes,
Faulk.
I
yes.
I think Tony Gwynn, too, played basketball there.
Yeah. Certainly he coaches, I think, does he coach a baseball team there now?
Yeah,
or something
I think so.
Like that? I would like to also take a polling of the San Diego State football players and find out how many of them are familiar with the Aztecs. And know how that goes.
I think the team is populated 100% by actual Aztec.
Interesting.
Yes.
Guys just throwing hot chicks into volcanoes all day.
Yeah. It's a bad thing, by the way, when you start naming alumni of a college, of a school, and they're all athletes. That's a bad sign about the academic prowess.
But, it's the only way we're ever going to do it. It's the only thing I can identify
I guess that's
with.
True.
Yeah, I used to have friends who went to San Diego State, and we would go over there and crash out in their dorms, and then we'd go on these Tijuana runs, and we'd go into TJ, and it's lawless now, I imagine. This is 25 years ago, 20 years ago. I don't know what the opposite of lawless is. There was a vacuum of law. You owed law. if you went in there. You're minus law. If you weren't doing something wrong, someone would come up and hand you a gun and tell you to do something wrong.
I've never made that run. It's only, what is it, 3 hours drive from Los Angeles?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably less. I mean, you can get from L.A. to San Diego in an hour and 45 minutes, maybe 2 hours, and then it's another 45 minutes to Tijuana, maybe an hour. So, yeah, it's probably about 3 hours.
Is it wild?
Overall.
So it's just insane down there. Hookers and such?
It's what a society is when a society doesn't have anybody enforce its laws or possibly doesn't have laws. I'm not sure how Mexico works. It's unclear to me whether they have laws and nobody's enforcing them or they just simply don't have laws. It'd be easier just to not have laws, but that's how it is.
Well, speaking of which, hookers, there are hookers on the streets down there, right? They're walking free for like a quarter a pop
most
or something
dudes,
like that.
Yes.
We got a hooker coming in here today, right?
Yes, we have Sunset Thomas coming in here. She's from the HBO show Cat House. Well, she's mainly a porn star, but she works at the Kitty Cat Bunny Ranch.
She's hooked, though, as well, right?
I guess she works at the ranch. I think I've seen her on the Cat House, the HBO show.
If it's all right with all you, with the rest of you dudes, I'd like to go first.
That's fine.
I have cleanliness issues.
I'll tell you what. Let's just go simultaneously.
Oh, all right. And we can high five in the middle of it.
Yeah, though we're going to be on the same end. So it's going to be hard. No. Yeah, it's not going to be one of those things where we're facing each other. We'll take ourselves a quick break. If you have any remedies for snoring, I'd really like to know. Because I don't know what to do. I feel bad. But I was up all night last night and I really have to do something.
Cindy just hits me, apparently. I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, I punch my pregnant wife, too, with a balled-up fist. But the problem is I'm laying down. You know, I like to get a running start when I punch somebody, and I'm just laying there. Yeah, I can do the big sort of El Cabong thing where I drop the fist on the small of her back, but evidently not the same impact I'd have if I was up on my feet. Plus, to be fair, I'm tired, too.
I see.
I'm not at my best.
Yeah. Well, she once hit me, and apparently I yelled out, "Fat!" In the middle of the night, and I said, "Fat!" And she said, and apparently then she followed up with, "What did you just say?" And I said, "I said fat!"
Yeah, I think that's the noise that all Jews make when air escapes. Like how a whoopee cushion only has one sound when you step on it. I think you step on a Jew and they go, "Fat!"
I mean, but what's going
you
on
back
in my
over
head?
A Jew and it goes, "Fat!"
I'm a man in my 30s yelling, "Fat!"
You know what I said to my wife? She woke me up once, told me I was snoring. And without any hesitation, I said, "Good. That's how I know I'm sleeping." Shut her up. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Yeah, it's a great song. Who is this? Big Joe Turner? Bobby Lewis? Tossing and turning. Let's just hear this song for a minute. This is a great oldie. And we usually have to hear the same effed out Chuck Berry, five Chuck Berry songs in the oldies department.
Everybody should do themselves a favor. People too cool for school should dig up some of this music. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Turn on the light. I miss a time when a black guy used to sing about his schedule. Went down, went in the kitchen, rattled some pots and pans, put the cat out, and took the dog in. You know what I mean? Now they just talk about smacking chicks and stuff. But they used to sing about their day. Going in, punching in, working for the man. But when Friday comes, you know I'm ready to party. Went home, punched out, got out of my dungarees, got into my nice duds. Went out, fired up the Lincoln, took the lady out for the night. Whole schedule all the way through. Went home, brushed and flossed. Extruded a blackhead that was in my forehead. Then I exfoliated in the shower. Turned in early that night. Got up early. Now schedule again. Turned on the light. Headed down to the kitchen.
Every step, pretty much.
Yeah. Here's a good part.
Dick Clarkin's ears were striking four. Could not get you off my mind. I heard they're getting other guys' schedules. He heard the milkman at the door. I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing. I like this part. I was a tossing and turning.
Yeah. Here's the deal. There's so much good music out there, but we got to hear the same effed out 25 songs. Yeah. Like, we need to hear another Tequila Sunrise by Eagles, or just another one of those crappy Chuck Berry songs that sounds exactly like the last Chuck Berry song, which sounds exactly... Why do we have to hear the same five effed out songs?
Great songs, you're not saying that Chuck Berry, Johnny Be Good, and these songs aren't good. It's
they
just
were good. We just don't need to hear the same crappy ones over and over again when we can hear Tossing and Turning.
What would be your, by the way, your song, your version of that would be pretty good, like how you spend your night... Just, yeah. I was laying on the couch watching TV all night.
After work.
I was TiVo and masturbating.
Yeah, but have to work it out. I got to hammer out some
of
the beats.
Those are pretty much the only two beats that there would be, though.
Yeah.
TV and masturbation for you.
Yeah.
That's the end of the song.
Tim?
Yeah.
You have a snoring remedy for us?
Yeah, surgery. Send her in for surgery.
Okay. Put her on the knife.
Oh, no.
Earplugs. I have earplugs.
You got to use, you know, those construction ones to go way in.
Yeah.
And
well, maybe, you know, I should use the aircraft style ones, the big cup ones.
They're cumbersome. Yeah, you get a neck ache. I tried those. But then,
I'll modify that face shield.
Stop.
Yeah. It's not going to stop.
No, it's going to go on. You know, like, they don't get...
Right.
The story's going to go on after the kids are born.
All right, so you're saying get some real earplugs.
Real earplugs. Stick them way in. Mm-hmm. And take some Excedrin PM.
Yeah, I'm a light sleeper, my friend. Now, one thing I did learn from the earplugs is back in the day, I would just shove them in my ear. I did figure out to roll them up, shove them in, and then let the foam expand. There's nothing more grotesque than some well-worn earplugs, by the way. That's a weird one. Grandpa's wax earplugs.
Ugh.
How about we make a nice tea out of them for you, Damashek, huh?
My grandparents used to have in their bedroom, they would have their dentures sitting in a cup. That always disgusted me.
My roommate used to keep his spare tooth in a bottle of water in the fridge that I drank off of in more than one occasion. Ty?
And then swallowed and then had to pass and then break up from your stool and put
right
back in the bottle.
Yeah, you'd think we'd pass it into a sieve and break it up, but I just went right into his mouth. Ty? We didn't have time. We don't have time to play grab ass. Sorry, Your Highness. Keeping it real.
Sorry.
Ty?
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing. Your wife should get some Breathe Right nasal strips.
Yeah, do those work?
Yeah.
They do.
They're like the god of anti-snoring.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it'd be like you're having sex with Jerry Rice, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A famous athlete. All right. Should I go with the black one or the American flag one?
I'd say probably go with the black one.
Okay. Go black.
Yeah.
I like
that.
You
can tell it's there when you, like, see the silhouette of her body at night.
Right. All right. I like that. I'm going to try that. I hope it works.
It will.
Okay. Let's see. Snored, Breathe Right, strips, help. All right, someone else says Breathe Right. I don't know what Joey wants with stoner music. Joey?
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's happening?
I was calling to request some Wake and Bake music, preferably Sublime.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to hear?
Sublime, he says.
Yeah, what, do you have a particular song?
STP is like my favorite song, or Box DJ. It doesn't necessarily have to be about Wake and Bake, and
mm-hmm.
I'm in the mood. So.
Yeah. You know, I'm down with the guys who want to get stoned, but the Wake and Bake thing just seems... it seems like you're torturing yourself.
It's just a way to start the day, you know?
No, I understand that. A lot of guys jog, others eat granola, you do a B-load. But I have gotten stoned in the morning a few times, and here's my thing about pot.
Yeah.
Pot slows down time.
Well, if you get the sativa and you just are all like slow the whole day, it's kind of lame. But
right,
if you get the happy stuff and you're just happy all day, you know.
But doesn't it Isn't it get, like, doesn't the day drag on? Like, you're just at your job, and you're telling the 100th guy, listen, dude, there's going to be a dollar surcharge because you forgot to rewind this tape. I mean...
Oh, yeah, I guess, but that's just when you go and do it again.
Where do you work?
I work at a camera store.
Really? Oh, and what do you do there?
I sell cameras.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. Camera store, selling cameras.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of guys work at stores and they're behind the whatever, stocking the whatever, out in the parking lot, sweeping it up. You're selling cameras. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Joey.
All right, take care. Have a good one.
Hey, what do you think of that Panasonic with the Leica lens?
Oh, it's great. Great.
Thanks. Yeah. I smoke pot once in a while when I used to work construction. Guys would get, construction guys are notorious drug users. They just get high. That's why you, here's the deal. You become a carpenter, you work construction, not because you love woodworking, because you want the man to leave you alone. You want to hang out with dudes. First off, you want to use the N-word liberally, and you can't do that in most environments unless you're working over Kimmel. You can't do that. Here's the things you want to do when you're a carpenter. You want to dress how you want to dress. You want to say what you want to say about every ethnicity. You want to use horrible language. You want to fire a snot rocket off every once in a while, just wherever you're standing. And you'd like to crack a beer and smoke a little reefer and not have anyone get on you. That's what you get to do.
If that sounds good to you, maybe there's a career in construction for you.
Right. You're sort of an outlaw guy. And what it is, you have your crew. You have four or five guys. You're working framing some house up on a hill in Simi Valley. There's nobody around. You want to smoke spleef, you smoke spleef. If that's the crew you're on and people are cool with it, then the joints are coming out at 6:45 in the morning. I got high a few times with these guys, and the day just... It was like dragging an anvil behind me the whole...
That's what I was going to say. Oh. Who was the athlete? I can't remember the athlete who tested positive for marijuana. But you've made the point before that this shouldn't be discouraged. In fact, he's overcoming this hindrance. It seems like the same thing. If you're out there swinging the hammer, it'd make it that much more painful to be all doped up. And
we were hanging a sheetrock on the ceiling, and we chalked it all out in advance and snapped all the lines where all the screws were going and everything, and I was about 2 inches off. And we always did this big sheet of drywall up to the lid and missed every single screw. And then when we did finally get it hung, the electrician came in and said, "Where's my light? I had a light ring up here. What happened to it?" We drywalled over everything in the room. The electrician had to poke a screwdriver through where he thought all the stuff was to see if he hit any metal J-boxes. All right. Speaking of J's, Mike Dawson, our production guy, our new production guy, Mike Dawson, is in studio.
Morning.
Good to see you, Mike.
Good to be seen.
You've been doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Yes.
So have you.
Really? Thank you. And you've seen him come and seen him go, right, Mike? I mean, you've been around this radio world for many years.
About 10 years.
And you work with the best.
All the best. Yeah, like the program director at Free FM when it was The Planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where are you from?
From the Bay Area.
Mm.
Concord, California. Kind of the white trash capital of NorCal.
Do I over glorify the Bay Area? Whenever I hear about people living in the Bay Area, I think, oh, how glorious.
No, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, going to Berkeley in high school, passing the same fake ID.
Sure.
You know.
This is quite a step down for you.
Actually, I've been trying to get to Los Angeles for the past 7 years.
It's really weird. Everyone who's born in Los Angeles is desperately trying to get out.
Right.
And the rest of the world is trying to make it to L.A.
Right.
We should really work something out.
Trade.
Yeah, I'll go talk to your folks. Listen, I'm a friend of Mike Dawson's. I know I hear his... One of his bunk beds is open. He moved out here. He's sleeping at my place. I'm going to crash. It'll be an exchange program.
We can do that. And I heard you mentioning travel agents the other day.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is an excellent one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, but he was also saying he hates travel agents.
I know.
Well, I'm saying...
Because most of them suck.
Kooky broads who don't really need the money, they're doing it to travel, and the old man is doing it to get them out of the house.
Yeah, like Avon.
But you're looking for a place out here, right?
Looking for a place to live, having no luck.
You and Tad were going to bunk up or are going to bunk up?
Yeah, it's still in the works, but as of today, I'm homeless.
Yeah, and Tad, how say you? You've been trying to get out of the house? I met you when you were 19.
I'm actually getting out of the house this time, but no one wants to take me.
All right, well, I guess you'll have to go back.
Yeah, because I got bad credit. I filed for bankruptcy 4 years ago.
That's hard to believe with you.
Well, it was because of my two DUIs. I couldn't work anymore. I couldn't pay the bills that I was paying when I was working at Jimmy Kimmel Live.
I'm always amazed when guys living at home with nothing file for bankruptcy. I understand when you're a shipping mogul. And, you know, you have some bad stocks go bad or something, but the market crashes or bottoms out or you get screwed on some real estate deal.
Well, that's what happened, too.
You've got no overhead.
You had $900 on a Discovery card that was secured with $450. You didn't feel like paying the other $450. That's why you declared bankruptcy.
You haven't worked 52 weeks a year for the last 10 years, but on the other hand, you have worked with no overhead at all. You've lived for free.
Listen, I helped out a lot with my mom.
Why?
I gave her money. I had a Explorer that I had to pay, which got repoed.
Why? What was the bankruptcy? Who did you owe? You owed for the car?
Owed for the car, insurance, credit cards.
But how much in credit cards?
Like over $2,000. $2,000-$3,000 each.
That's my point. I mean, you're declaring bankruptcy for a pittance. I know it seems like a lot and seemed like a lot at the time, but for a few thousand dollars, you have this scarlet letter on your permanent record, or at least for 7 years. Yes.
I don't make the big bucks like you do. I couldn't afford it. Even if I worked at a Jack in the Box or something,
You're depressing me because I remember when I owed the IRS like $3,200 and I was devastated and I paid $27 a month for 400 months and when I was done, I still owed him $3,200.
But see, now
it's a bitch being poor, isn't it?
Yes, but now I am working with the greatest boss of all time, well, except for Jimmy Kimmel, and you know.
He's an a-hole?
No, he's great.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Gotcha.
You are too.
Thank you.
So, you know, if anybody's out there listening, we're trying to find a place. I have a job that is paying me well. I just got a promotion here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know I can show you the paperwork from KLSX, Free FM,
okay,
out here.
Buddy.
Well, the apartment, what
Mike,
you guys...
why would you live with Big Dad? Yes.
I think we would get along pretty good. The only thing that... the biggest difference between both of us is that I'm an Oakland A's fan, and he's a
Anaheim Angels
Los
fan.
Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Call them Anaheim Angels.
Fan.
Yeah. Are they both 500, or are they combined 500?
Yeah, right about it. It's still early in the season.
What are the A's? What are they?
I don't really...
Oh, how big a fan are you?
I'm not a huge fan.
Evidently. All right, do you have a get-to-know-you song, Mike?
Yes, I do.
We've asked everyone on the show to come in and sing a sort of karaoke get-to-know-them. Let us know about yourself via song. You know how I was singing about the black man's schedule moments ago?
Yeah.
Getting up, turning the light on, putting the slipper on, first the right, then the left. Now making my way toward the bedroom door. I'm now turning the knob clockwise. I'm now opening the door. I've now stepped across the threshold. I've stopped. I forgot something in the bedroom. Heading back. Yeah, it's a very intricate schedule. Heard the milkman at the door. All right, what do you got for us, Mike?
I got a Neil Diamond song.
Good. Something I can sink my teeth into.
Yeah, it kind of goes back in the last 5 months of my life and how I got here and what I do. And then Tad's bankruptcy is also involved.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. And when I sing Neil Diamond, I get into the Neil Diamond mode.
Please. Kimmel's got wood now if he's listening.
They fired me in San Diego and flipped the station to free. And at the time, I nearly crapped my pants. But nothing happens by chance. I'm technical producer, yeah. Here we go. The bridge. I was unemployed. I was unemployed for 5 months. Let me tell you, it sucks. I lived with my folks, couldn't smoke, but mom's food is no joke.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna live with Tad, but no one will rent to us 'cause his credit's so bad. If you're renting a two-bedroom place in L.A., please call us today, 'cause now I'm homeless, yeah. That's pretty much all I got,
wow,
Adam.
Wow, but that's solid.
866-901-ADAM. If you want to call and rent us your house.
It's got to be at least, it's got to be at least 1,800 square feet because Fat Tad consumes about 1,400 square feet.
It's Big Tad, by the way.
One of the cool things, too, yes, is I had a head injury a couple of years ago, and I cannot smell anymore.
Really?
Perfect. Sense of smell gone. And it's only going to be a problem when, like, other people come over to the house, mm-hmm, and they're like, what the hell is that? And I'm like, what? Pork chops? What?
I'd love to get to the bottom of that head injury. We got to take a break.
Yeah,
yes,
but I got a little bone to pick with Mike Dawson. He was supposed to drop a bombshell and tell Tad that he doesn't want to live with him. What happened?
I don't have a house yet. I can't really just throw everything out there.
You're leaving that option open.
I have to leave it open.
Okay.
I got to play all my
options. I'll come live with you, Breska.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice idea.
That's good stuff.
That's a nice idea, Breska.
Angie offered me her couch.
And let me say this, by the way, Mike Dawson.
Yes.
Technical engineer. What's your title?
Producer. Technical producer.
All right. The head injury you had?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, if it was a motorcycle, if it was a flathead shovel. I don't know what it is. Consider yourself a blessed man when you head down the hall into the commode over here at Free FM, because there is a constant ass on the toilet, and it's a constant extrusion of Duke. You remember the Hands Across America campaign from some years ago? We have S Across America here. There's a constant chain of Dukey going on. There's somebody on that pot every second of every goddamn day. I drink two pots of coffee during the course of the show, walk in there 11 times, and there's always somebody on the pot. So the fact that your senses have been wiped out through head trauma, I'm guessing... Blessed. Never. You couldn't find a better place to work.
Zero hobo power. Everything for him.
Wow.
Zero.
Amazing.
Flatline.
But food still tastes good, huh?
Food still tastes good. The taste was gone for a while, so I had that first Thanksgiving, and I couldn't taste or smell anything. That was horrible. Mm-hmm. But the only thing I miss now is I can't smell the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, you don't get that in the bathroom. You're smelling a tuna barge in there. All right, tell us one day, not today, but one day, Christopher.
Hey, Adam, how are you?
One day, Breska, we have to get Mike's story about how he lost sense. Going to be good. You know, barroom fights, no mobile accident. There's something good here.
It is good.
Christopher?
Hey, yes, sir.
What's up?
Hey, Adam, I tell you one thing. When I was in the Air Force in 1972, I was with the 107th Weapons Squadron.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, we had this old boy who replaced this guy. They made a movie about him, too. And you're just about as funny as he is. And I tell you what, Adam, and I like the way you put that music in the background with that Herb Albert.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig that, boy. I tell you what.
There we go.
Wait, what is that?
I think it's Herb Alpert, by the way, with a P.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good song.
That is the song from the Casino Royale.
That's right.
I love that movie. It's a great movie with Peter Sellers.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, you know what? You're a crazy paisan.
Yes. Thank you, Christopher.
Hey, listen, don't hang up yet.
Okay.
I got one thing to say to you.
All right.
I wish you continued success.
Thank you.
And I really wish you prosperity.
Thank you.
And love with your new children.
Thank you.
And your family. Thank you. And your mom there. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Like a snoring, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
all right, you good, Christopher?
Ah.
What are you doing? You going to work?
Oh, hell no, boy. I'm retired.
Are you retired?
Yeah. I spent 22 years in the Air Force.
Uh-huh. And so what do you do? What's a day like for you now?
Most of the time I'm an insomniac. I cut the lawn about three times a week, and then I drink some rum.
Cut the lawn is a euphemism for dance and masturbate?
No, sir. No, I mean...
That's what I'd like to... If I ever tell you I'm cutting the lawn, that's what I'm talking about. Just want you to know, if you call me and I'm saying I'm in the middle of cutting the lawn, it means I'm dancing and masturbating. Not either. Both. Simultaneously. Tossing and turning. It's another one you'll hear. All right, we'll take a break. Oh, we got a ton of show.
Let's go cut the lawn.
Let's go cut the lawn. We'll be back after this.
Hard on me, oh,
this is my karaoke number.
Must we say goodbye?
Another oldie you never hear anymore. Jane the Americans.
My heart
Not a dry eye in the house when I'm done belting this song out. Because I really, it's a tour de force for the Iceman. Here's where I come in. Let's hear Stagger Lee. It's another good old one. I'm just looking through Mike's iPod.
And the moon was yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And the leaves came tumbling.
I don't know who Stagger Lee is.
I was standing on the
corner. But just that background. Guy blowing a big sax.
He was barking at the two men who were gambling.
And the background singers.
Mo Damashek raised me on this music. It's all awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with this song either. Yes. Why not play some good oldies? Same old effed out Beach Boy, Chuck Berry crap. A ton of good music out there. Why do we have to hear the same effed out stuff? And you know, they do the testing. That's why we have to hear the same crappy effed out songs everywhere, because they take stooges, they take retarded cousins of Big Tad, and they put them in a room and they play them songs, and when they recognize a song, like any retarded mammal, they just start hitting the foot pedal. Oh, I recognize this one. And then suits go back to the station and go, oh, they like this Eagles song. Oh, no, they want to hear Tequila Sunrise, and they want to hear Hotel California. Well, they're just stooges. Stooges respond to the familiar. That's what kids want. That's why kids want to eat a McDonald's. They don't want to eat somewhere good. They recognize familiar. Stupid people respond to familiar. Ugh. All right, that's enough. I'm going to vomit. When are we going to learn that? It's not up to us to ask stupid people what they want and then give it to them in heaping helpings. We're the smart ones. We're supposed to set the agenda. Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness you've made the scene to teach us.
Yes. Thank you. Let me help Matt real quick. Matt? Matt?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, I want some advice.
All right.
I want to know what you think I should do with my life.
All right. Kill yourself. Please? Let's keep moving. Sorry, I'm in a bad mood this morning. go ahead, man.
Basically, I'm working two jobs. I'm trying to take care of my wife and my newborn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a smart guy, graduated college a couple years ago, mm-hmm. hard worker.
All right.
Yeah.
I hear you. It's funny. It's ironic that guys who work two jobs make less money than guys that work one job.
And yeah.
Guys that work three jobs make half as much as guys who work two jobs. Guys who work five jobs make less than half as much as guys who work one job. It's a weird thing. I'd like to start working half a job. I'm doing the math. I'm going to work a quarter job and laugh all the way to the bank. Bruska thinks I already do. Matt?
Yeah.
You, what is your, what do you want to do in life? What are you good at?
Well, I'm good at a bunch of things. I'm good at writing. I'm thinking about getting into psychology.
That's out.
I don't know. I'm good at math, good with computers.
Yeah. Here's the whole thing. Yeah. You need to figure out what you want to do in life by figuring out what you do when you're not getting paid.
All right.
Here's my advice to everybody. It is going to be a long, horrible life if you just have to punch in to get paid and then punch out because you're miserable. Most jobs are that way. Figure out what you do when you're not getting paid to do it. What you do on your off time. And I don't know what it is. Figure out what it is. What do you do when people aren't paying you, and figure out a way to get paid to do that? Now, well, yeah, yes. Go
all
ahead.
All the ways that I'm trying to figure out how to do that, you gotta start out, you gotta break in, and
well, that's the problem.
I can't put a family doing that.
Well, that's the problem. That's why you don't crap out a kid and get married when you're going through that period where you have to work for free, you have to intern, you have to do whatever, work nights,
so
work two
payroll,
jobs,
so
go to school. All right. So Matt, I need you to start focusing, and I need you to focus on your strengths. Now, the other thing is you have to be realistic. If you can't sing, you're not going to make it as a singer, and if you're not funny, you're not going to make it as a comedian. You have to be present company excluded. You have to I'm not talking about you, Dave. I'm looking past you to Bill.
Right.
Or that Bill wants to be a comedian. It's not funny. I'm telling him.
Right.
Point is, you have to be realistic about your strengths.
All right.
Can you do that, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, you like working with computers.
Yeah, I like working with computers.
Okay. Focus on computers.
I'm just about accepted to a master's program in writing at USC.
Yeah, that's not going to turn into anything.
Yeah.
Focus on computers.
All right.
At a certain point, you have to make some money and buy yourself some time. If you're into computers, look, I used to be a Catholic big brother. I had a little brother, Nate. The kid loved computers. He was a horrible student. He was horrible at everything except for computers. I said, look, forget it. He got out of high school. He tried to go to junior college. I said, forget about all this. Focus on computers for a year. Get out. You'll be making $30 an hour as a programmer, and you'll be on your way. You'll be 20 years old, and you'll be making good bucks, and you'll be fine. And he did, and he's doing fine now.
Well, but shouldn't he shouldn't pursue if he's going to get a master's
in writing
thing
and
in
then
USC?
What? Then what? He's into computers. Do computers. Focus on computers. 2 years from now, you're making $25-$30 an hour programming. That's it. All right. Where are we? Mark the poet? Mark?
Good morning, Adam.
You have a new poem about hookers?
I do.
Yeah. You're Dave Cousins' arch nemesis, by the way.
Word. The line's been drawn.
Yeah.
Brandon Damashek listening online in Harrisburg, PA. He considers himself a writer. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like what Mark the poet crafts every day.
Yeah. How say you?
Supersize it for me.
Brandon, how say you? Punched him up. Brandon?
Hello?
Oh, there he is. I can hear his voice.
Wait a minute, that was
you.
Hey,
hello. How you doing?
There Brandon?
That's correct. How are you?
Yeah, what's your problem with Mark the Poet, beside him not being talented?
Well, besides the fact that he's not at all funny, I mean, it just drives me nuts having to listen to it every week. Right. Every stinking week, that guy.
Wow. Can't believe you're Damashek. Sound nothing like Dave.
Yeah, no, hard to believe, huh?
Yeah, so do you have, you're a poet yourself?
Well, I am, actually. And one word of advice, the guy that just called with the MFA, I have an MFA in creative writing. Don't do it.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. People, no one will pipe up when somebody says, I'm going back to school and I'm going to get my master's or I'm going to get my doctorate. No one ever goes, look, you're 27. You got two kids. Shut up and get to work. Everyone just applauds all the time. Whenever someone talks about education, the person next to them, I think that's wonderful. I think that's fantastic. Look, you were a D student in high school. You had a few horrible years at junior college. Now you're bored of your job, and you're doing this pie-in-the-sky crap about going back to school. Forget it. Get to work. That window's closed. It's been painted shut for years. Get to work.
I would have agreed, except that now Brandon is well-equipped to battle Mark the Poet with his writing.
Well, that's a good point. It has paid dividends.
This is true.
All right, Mark the Poet.
Yes, Adam.
You have a poem?
I do. And
About prostitutes?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Go in the Shanko and pimp out the rubies. It's another Tuesday, girls, come and shake your boobies. Totem pole, the obelisk, raise the wooden pride. Then sink into the sunset in the almond oil slide. On the radio, symbolic, cream cheese, cherry bagels. Maybe Miss Thomas can teach your wife the kegels. And then go buy Man Show DVDs, because they're freaking funny. Always practice tantra, and don't forget to kiss the bunny.
Mm. Well, he worked the kegel exercises and the love of the Man Show into it, so this is going to be a tall order, Brandon.
That was maybe Mark's best effort, but it still wasn't exactly funny.
Yeah, I got to point out, though, right, he knows he's not a rapper. Is that correct?
I don't know if he, in fact, knows that.
Okay. No. Mark, it's poetry, not rap. But, I do have a retort, actually, and it's funny you should mention hookers. Here's a little limerick I jotted down for you. Mark the Poet needs a career which doesn't require him to bend someone's ear. Since he can't write a rhyme, I suggest he make time as a hooker since he's already a flaming queer.
Whoa, wow.
Round one to Brandon.
Damn, Shucks are all mean-spirited. They got that going for them. Well, nice work, Brandon.
Hey, thanks, Adam.
Zing.
Mark, you'll live to fight another day, but won't be this morning. Call back, and when you do, we'll get Brandon on there to do battle with you. The snake and the mongoose going at it.
Yes. that old. It's time. Yeah. It's like Ricky. So Brandon, at this point at least, Ricky Tikki Tavu.
Toffee, I think it is.
Whatever it is. And Mark is the Cobra. Who whispers. Remember, that was the scariest cartoon for children,
Ricky,
by the way.
Ricky Tikki Tavu.
Ricky Tikki Tavu was scared because the cobras, would they'd sneak up the side of the house and they'd whisper everything.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm going to bite you,
There was a day when I was a kid, you grew up, you knew which animals were enemies.
Yeah.
You knew the snake and the mongoose hated each other. You knew the roadrunner and the coyote hated each other. I don't know if kids know that. Everything's just a sponge and a sea urchin now. I don't know if they know it anymore.
Well, now kids know about you and Brusca.
That's all. Lesbians and Corolla. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with news and sports after this.
You're saying that, you know, that Iraq is not America. Thank God it's not, because their poor people vote.
He's a diehard conservative Christian man. He doesn't trust you if you're brown or you're black. Thinks the gays are in trouble when Jesus comes back. He's Richard Martin, the Republican. Well, he carries a Bible. Doesn't care for evolution. He thinks God wrote the Constitution. He says war is always the solution. Richard Martin, the Republican.
Amen.
I love Bob Denver. I ask you, I defy you, find me a man with more range than Bob Denver. Think about it.
Why?
Well, he sung about living his life in the outdoors in the Rocky Mountains. I mean, John Denver, I'm sorry. Different guy.
Oh, Bob Denver.
Yeah,
right.
Bob Gilligan. Denver had a fair amount of range, too. He wore the Gilligan's outfit to the custom car show every other week. John Denver. Mm-hmm. Whoa, there's more range between. No, John Denver, the singer, sung about the Rocky Mountains and lived out in the great outdoors, you know, with his American Indians and the eagle soaring and all that, but had a problem with booze. I think smacked this old lady around a little bit and died in experimental aircraft. That's pretty good range. Flying experimental aircraft on the deck, just on out in San Francisco, just down, just 10 feet, skimming the water, crashed in some Delta Wing experimental aircraft and died. That's range. That's all I'm saying. What's going on? We have Republican Richard Martin.
How are you?
Representative from Ohio. Spends a lot of time out here in Los Angeles, though. He's going to do the news for us this morning.
This is crazy. This is like the Fox News.
Yeah, well, we asked that he be unbiased and fair, put his political differences aside, and just deliver the news.
Absolutely.
As if it was the weather. Do you know what I mean? It's like, go outside, it's 72, it's cloudy, that's the weather. Don't put a spin on it.
Exactly. You don't have to explain it.
Okay. Well, now, then without any further ado, Republican Richard Martin.
Could we get some music that's actually a little less jolting?
This is pretty smooth music.
I don't... not in my world. It's the horns are...
Yeah, it's
I
nice.
Think of the devil when I hear the horns.
Really?
Yeah. Can we get something that's...
But you see a butterfly and you think of the devil.
Well, sometimes. It depends. If it's multicolored.
Right.
And it's not zipping straight ahead. Yeah. It should have a straight path.
Rainbow I was really ones. Kidding. I didn't know you actually saw the devil in butterflies. But the point is, look, this is a lovely ditty. This is nice. Toe-tapper.
Something a little more... The point of news is to soothe. Could we get something soothing? Okay.
Right,
do we have anything
your segment.
Soothing?
It's your segment.
Now we're talking. That's nice. Chad and Jeremy. All right.
Boy, what a name for a band. How long did it take him to come up with that one? Chad, what do you think we ought to go with? I don't know, Jeremy. How say you? How about Chad and Jeremy? Done. Let's eat.
See, nice straight path.
Yeah.
I'm Richard Martin, and now here's the news. A Japanese man has confessed to killing his mother, dismembering her body, and grilling part of it on an electric hot plate after she nagged him about getting a job.
Seems almost surreal with Chad and Jeremy in the background, doesn't it?
I thought the point was going to be that you're going to be soothing with the news today.
I'm not finished. No similar crimes took place in America.
Oh, I'm saying this was in Japan.
Yes.
I see. So it's good news for this country.
Absolutely,
relative.
Adam.
Yes.
Salute the flag.
Okay.
A day without immigrants. Mm-hmm. Billed as a potential shutdown to the U.S. economy took place yesterday. Instead, the nation enjoyed the extra elbow room. It also had a cigar and practiced its putting.
Yeah, so you're saying we took the day off and just hit the links.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, there were some businesses. The Ace Man was negatively impacted by the whole thing. I wanted to get a haircut yesterday, and I don't know if you guys are the way I am. I know Republican Richard Martin, you keep your hair pretty close around the ears.
Sure.
My hair, I will forget about for 2 months and then decide one day I need a haircut, and then I must get a haircut. It's like I'm walking around with a giant Alaskan king crab on my head, and I have to knock it off. I can't sleep that night. Once I make the proclamation, I need a haircut, now my head starts itching. It's like I'm high on heroin or something. I went to my Mexican barber lady on Ventura Boulevard, closed down. Then I went to the other barber lady who's from Cuba. Closed down. Had to go to the Supercuts in North Hollywood.
Oh, you poor thing, you.
Yeah, and the lady said, when was the last time you were here? And I said, 25 years. That's right. I walked here when I was in the 10th grade from North Hollywood High 25 years ago. That's the last time I was here. But it was a fine haircut. And I'll see you in another 50.
It's a good thing you cover it up every day with a hat.
Yes, but you can see how nice it looks.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry, Richard.
Now, Richard, I don't mean to tell you how to do this job, but... your representation of what was an important day in our country, you know, with this march yesterday, to dismiss it as a day to go golfing doesn't seem like you're reporting the news. It seems like you're giving us your opinion of...
I just read it as it came across the wire, David.
Well, I see what you just came across the wire with. It's out of a notebook, handwritten. Looks like your handwriting on there.
Do you mind if I continue?
Please.
Wow. This is uncomfortable.
Astronaut Eileen Collins, the first woman to command a space shuttle, said Monday she will leave the space agency. Collins, 49, said she wanted to spend more time with her family and pursue other interests. Amen, sister.
You're happy to see her go?
You know, Adam, gals aren't meant to be in space. Mm. You know, the feminazis got you brainwashed. Mm. You know, when a gal's in space, she's thousands of miles from a man's slippers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, who's going to fetch your slippers? Yeah. Plus, can you imagine a soiled maxi pad in a zero-gravity environment?
Oh, that's not good.
You want to talk about people going for the explosive escape hatch.
You know, and, you know, you can't put on makeup. You got the bubble on your head. You want our ambassador to Mars looking like Butchie McTuff stuff?
Yeah, it's a good point. They can't get dolled up. Yeah.
Absolutely flapping around in her zero gravity bosom.
Short hair, you're right. Yeah,
it's not good. It's not good. And finally, according to British tabloids, Bono is in negotiations to purchase a $14.5 million yacht. Mm-hmm. It sleeps 12 people and has a Formula One racing simulator and Austin Powers style spinning beds. Maybe he isn't hopeless.
Finally.
Always crying for the poor in his Euro goggles.
But let me ask you this. How is he going to shout to the good people of this country what we're doing wrong abroad from his yacht? How's he going to do that? Seems like we'll be out of range. He's got to pull into a port and get a bullhorn and talk ass about this country from his damn yacht. I agree with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, how can you feel good about America when you look at the world through AIDS-colored lenses?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Richard Martin.
I don't know what that means.
That's the news. Have you hugged the flag today?
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Fair and balanced. Mm-hmm. That's what that was. Mm. Nicely done. Well, listen, here in L.A., it's finally happened. Hear me now. Hear me well. The L.A. Clippers have won a playoff series.
Mm.
It's true.
Wow.
Last night, at the Staples Center, they defeated the Denver Nuggets 101-83, thereby winning their first playoff series since 1976.
Wow.
1976. They weren't even on the West Coast. They were in Buffalo at that point. 1976. Consider how much has changed since 1976. Think back then, gas prices were outrageous. There was trouble in the Middle East, and the Pittsburgh Steelers were the world champions.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
It makes the head spin.
Richard Martin's hair hasn't changed at all since 76 either.
Tonight, Kobe and his pals have a shot to finish off their series. They're playing in Phoenix at 7:30 against the Suns. If the Clippers, I mean, if the Lakers win, it would mean a Clippers-Lakers series.
That would be great.
Ooh la la. Wouldn't that be dynamite?
It would. I'd be going, except for we're right in the middle of baseball season, and my Dodgers are one game under 500.
Don't start with the baseball.
I will not sleep until they're 13-13.
Listen, the point of baseball is they play 162 games.
That's the
Some
point.
Some people think it's a nice thing that every day it's like clock. It's like the clock. Once the season starts, you can count on it every day.
Yeah.
You tune in. It's a nice thing. Day after day, there's a game to look forward
to. I don't know. I got to tell you, the Clippers-Lakers series smells like street riot to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That there's a hooligan element to the Lakers and the Clippers fans. If you look at them, not a lot of those folks look like the people on our money.
If you start hooligan with AF, well, you'll do the math on that one. But a lot of people taking the streets, turning cars over is what you're saying.
Let's not talk about fighting. Let's talk about peace. Mm-hmm. And here's a nice story about two men who once were at war who've now made peace with one another. I'm speaking of Shaq Fu and Kobe, adversaries.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've bonded. They had baby girls yesterday, 6 minutes apart.
Wow.
How about that? I'll allow you to guess. One baby was named Gianna Marie Honore. The other was named Mirasana.
Oh. Mirasana.
Mirasana.
Wow. I'm going Mirasana with Kobe.
No, incorrect. You had it right the first time.
You know,
he's
the
got
sad,
the Italian background.
Sad part is both those girls will be able to kick both our sons' asses in hoop. So sad, isn't it?
Well, which are you more likely to go with the girl twin, Gianna or Mira?
Mira, they're both dead. They're both decent. Both decent and not crazy. They don't start with a D apostrophe.
Gianna would be pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
Gianna's
too bad.
Nice, yeah.
Now, meantime, Kings of Schwartz and Ento are down in San Antonio tonight. That series tied at 2. That'd be some upset if the Kings pulled that one off. Now to the pastime, our national pastime. Arizona beat the Arizona Snakes, beat the Dodgers, Padres over the Giants, A's dumped the Halos, Mariners beat the Twins. Stanley Cup playoffs, still very exciting stuff.
Sure.
Anaheim Mighty Ducks, backs to the wall yesterday. They needed the win, or else they were eliminated. Instead, they forced Game 7 with a gritty grind and effort from the organization in their own building.
Yeah. Let me explain something. I saw the news coverage of the day without the day labor yesterday. Everyone out in the streets and everything. Hockey's never going to work in this town. Did you see? You see the makeup of this town? You think
fair
anyone?
Point.
You see any Ducks jerseys floating out there on Alvarado? No.
Make a good point.
No, it'll never work.
Here's something crazy. You remember about whatever it was 5-6 years ago? Bam Morris, the running back for the Steelers, gets arrested, and he's caught with 6 pounds of marijuana in his car.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, my God, 6 pounds of marijuana. I can't conceive of what that even looks like. 6 pounds, and your head spins. And then you hear 6 months later, Nate Newton, the Cowboys offensive lineman, gets arrested with 600 pounds of marijuana in his car.
Yeah.
Same thing now. Remember Janet Gretzky got arrested a couple months ago, made a $500,000 bet on the Super Bowl. He thought, oh, my God, unbelievable. John Daly, the golfer, has written a book in which he says he's lost between $50 and $60 million gambling. And he quotes, he says, it's become a problem that could flat out ruin me if I don't bring it under control.
Sure.
Yeah,
because eventually...
At what point did you realize you were getting out of it? It's not out of control quite yet at the $60 million mark.
That starts to add up after a while. A million here, a million there.
I'm gonna say the lack of a budget for a decent haircut. Might have been the first sign.
Daly does have a bad do.
Yeah, that's true.
How has he really made that kind of money over his career? I mean, I know golfers do pretty good for themselves, and he hasn't had a ton of endorsement deals because of his chain smoking and boozing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just weird that he's even made that much.
Who says he's made that much? I don't know. Is he that deep in the hole? How's that work to get down $60 million?
It's a good point.
And quickly, let me share this with you, because we're on the cusp of what could be a Lakers-Clippers series battle for Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I asked some of the Clippers. I went out to their practice, as you know, and I talked to some of them. Here's I asked them who their favorite Laker was, the Clippers. Here's Sean Livingston, the nifty little guard. Who is your favorite Laker?
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. He says, so that's a fair answer. He's a big guard himself. Now, mm-hmm. And here's Chris Kaman, the good center. Who is your favorite Laker?
Ooh. I like Kobe.
All right. And then here's Daniel Ewing, the only Clipper to give the correct answer. Who is your favorite Laker?
No one.
Correct! You don't say your favorite, you know, the arch rival cross town.
I thought it was the Laker you use. I don't know why I said that, but you know when bad advertising does that?
Yeah.
Or blowhards do that? I'll tell you what the best toothbrush is. People always want to talk about best toothbrush? The one you use. Thanks, J.O. I'll write that down.
It's the opposite. It's the same thing as, you know, the best form of, the best way to make sure you don't get anybody pregnant.
Adam,
is to not have sex.
You like Dave Damashek sports?
Well, you know, I like everything about him.
Yeah. I told you there was somebody out there, Dave. Just going to take a few months to flesh him out. That's all.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah.
Hey, how's Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you know, you don't say Pittsburgh. You say Pittsburgh.
I do?
With the CKS.
Ricky Tiki Tavu. It's Tavi, hey, by the way.
Listen, of all the sports, you got the Pirates,
right?
You got the Penguins, and you got the Steelers. And back in the old ABA, we had nobody. But the thing is,
untrue. We had the Pittsburgh Pipers.
Well, that was 71.
All right.
Either way, I like you, Dave. And who's that guy, Adam? He's part of your show too, isn't he?
Wow. It's unclear whether he hates me or you.
I can't tell.
No, I love Dave. And the host, he's okay too.
That's good stuff.
What's his name, Adam?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, I think he needs a shave or something. Maybe I'm wrong.
Hey, a fan's a fan. Don't give me that look.
I never feel funnier than when someone calls in and attempts to be funny. I don't walk around feeling funny, and then once in a while someone calls in and tries to get in on it. And I think, why?
Guy's all right in my book.
Boy, am I smart. All right, Sunset Thomas is in here.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's happening?
How are you guys doing?
Thank you for putting a little perfume on for us.
Oh, you're welcome.
About a foot and a half away from...
I got some bad news for you, but I think you wear the same fragrance that Ozzy's wife, the woman that cleans my house, wears.
Oh, that's not a good thing, I guess.
What is it? Yeah, I don't pay her that much. What is it? What's your fragrance?
It's actually, I don't really wear it that often, but it's White Diamond. A fan bought it for me.
White Diamond. So. Oh, you don't have to put it on that often. Is a fan, you say fan, somebody you've made it with?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just trying to do the math. Yeah. You, we need to take a break, but you do adult films, but also you work at the ranch, right?
No, I actually haven't worked at the ranch in about 2 years.
Oh, really?
No, it's been a while.
But you used to see on Cat House, right?
Yeah. I actually just went out there and redid a shoot for him.
You did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm curious how that works. I'm curious how the cameras get in there and then what happens when the Johns are in there and they see the cameras and all that kind of stuff. Don't tell us yet, Sunset Thomas. We'll take a quick break.
All righty.
We'll be right back after this.
Time for the Adam Carolla Show to check the small town police blotter. Today's police blotter report is from the Lancaster Bee. Patrol number 7 stopped a vehicle on Clinton Street because it would not dim its high beam lights. The officer noticed the driver had slurred speech and smelled of alcohol. When the driver was asked to recite the alphabet, he could not get past the letter N. After failing other sobriety tests, the driver was placed under arrest. A Depew man, who was registered as a sex offender, reported that someone had spray-painted the words sex offender on his front lawn. A Westbrook Drive resident reported that someone was pounding on the door and the complainant couldn't see who it was. Police reported the person pounding was a friend of the complainant. A Main Street Depew man, after reporting the theft of his medication, asked police if it was true that if you file a police report, you can get free prescriptions. Officers gave the man a stern verbal reply to this comment and told the man the rumor was false. You're listening to the new Adam Carolla Show.
See? It's not just crime in the big city. It happens all over the place.
Small town crimes don't seem as hardcore, apparently.
I know. I'm dying to be pickpocketed. Seems so quaint. Sunset Thomas is in studio.
I'll pick your pocket.
Ooh la la.
Work the center one. Sunset is, well, first off, runner-up, 1998, Pet of the Year. So you have to be foxy because you don't make it into the top 10 over there in the Pet of the Year competition without being foxy. Also, the youngest ever to be inducted into the Adult Entertainment Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and actually I have my handprints in front of the Hustler store as well.
Really?
Yeah.
They just fell down actually, when they were doing the sidewalk? Or
when
you,
I did
it was
the
official.
Penthouse, I was the most shotted in Penthouse, too. I was actually in it 4 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how does that work with the Adult Hall of Fame? Where is that? In Canton?
Actually, what they do is they give you that award at the big AVN award show, and they basically put you in there. I was like, wow. I mean, I was so young when I got it. I was really amazed because usually you have to be in it for a long period of time before you actually make that.
Is there an actual – how long were you in the adult industry before?
Before
you made it, yeah,
probably 7 years, 8 years.
And you don't. It's
and
not
I've been
like
at it for 13 years.
It's not
now.
Like the Football Hall of Fame where you have to retire for 5 years or whatever it is before you get in.
No,
so you don't have to get up off your back for 6 years and then go in. I imagine it's different. You don't have your coach or your dad.
Yeah, you don't have no one coaching you.
But they don't have inducted.
They put your bust up there. But instead of your face,
it's your actual bust.
Yes.
Is there an adult Entertainment Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah, we get all kinds of awards for all kinds of different things. Like
is there an actual building, though? Is what I know they have awards, you know, but is there a Hall of Fame?
No, I don't think there's an actual
building. You don't actually go somewhere?
No.
You essentially have to close your eyes to see it.
Well, they do a big show there out in Vegas.
Right, but there's no actual Hall of Fame.
No.
Maybe you
not
should work on that.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of an idea.
Well, I would think you would know. If you were inducted into it and it existed, you would know where it is.
Right.
That's what I'm going with. So, you say you haven't done the Bunny Ranch stuff in a couple of years, but I do know you from doing that. Were there any? Did you ever see any celebrities come through that place?
Oh yeah, there's been a lot of them out there.
Who's the biggest? I know Grizzly Adams was there.
Well, I don't really like to go in big names on it because I know a lot of the celebrities, and
yeah,
I'm
like
type person. I don't brag about it. That's why I get along so well with a lot of them. But I never went
Charlie
there with them.
Sheen.
But I know Carrot Top used to hang out there all the time.
Really? He used to hang out at the Bunny Ranch.
Yes, he hung out at the Bunny Ranch a lot.
That's such glamorous work for poor Sunset. Making time with Carrot Top.
Who else? Again, you're not mentioning
Vince Neil.
Any names.
Vince Neil's been out there a lot. The crew.
I'd like anyone within the sound of my voice who's been with Sunset Thomas to please call in.
Where's the phone? Or can I just do it over the mic?
During the commercial break, you did it?
Well, yes. You know, there's a lot of pressure doing this job.
I
just need a release.
I barely noticed until you leave the room. You're outside the room for less than a minute.
I prime the pump during the actual talking part of the show and then relieve some pressure. Yes.
I have a question. Now, at the Bunny Ranch, who clears the brush?
Who clears the brush?
This is not an actual ranch for rabbits.
No.
No,
bunnies there.
It's a house of ill repute.
We're actually the bunnies.
There's ladies there performing sexually for men.
Okay. I was going to say, this gal's awful scantily clad, but I didn't want to say
rancher.
I got you now. Okay.
Yeah, and you're like, what does Vince Neil of Motley Crue have to, what's he want with these rodents?
I feel kind of foolish.
You'd be amazed I can get on a horse and ride it pretty good.
Okay, you're making me uncomfortable.
Richard Martin, have you ever been with a lady of the night?
I have not. I have a covenant with my wife that is very near and dear to me, and I respect that. And I would suggest that if you want to find any kind of salvation, you would do likewise. Mm-hmm.
Did
you
couples are fun.
You have that covenant with your first wife as well?
Or? My first, my second, my third, and my current.
So you have the same respect
absolutely.
For your three prior wives
absolutely.
As you do for the fourth.
Absolutely, and that's why I resent gay marriage. I resent them thinking they can have a bathhouse fling and march up the same aisle to the same altar that's been so sacred to me on 4 separate occasions.
Oh, you're so
I respect
uptight.
That. I really do.
You're really uptight.
I'm
I
not
need
uptight.
To loosen you up.
I'm at ease whether I'm wearing my slacks or my pajamas.
Sunset, can I ask you? I know
we want
to give your product a plug and get into all that. We're going to test it out. Don't worry, baby. We got nothing but time. But I'm curious about the ranch. I'm still focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
How much money can you make? How many times a day would you work? I know everything varies, but let's try to whittle it down. If you were with 8 guys on a Monday and 12 guys on a Tuesday, then the average is 10. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, my prices would go, I mean, I would start like $3,000 an hour.
$3,000 an hour?
Maybe $2,000
an hour. Sweet Jesus.
$2,000 an hour.
But, I mean, you could do things as many times as you want within that hour as well, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My proclamation is always we're going to do it 150 times and then, where's the Tivo remote? Jesus, I'm a pig.
Bad Tad's heart just dropped. He's devastated. But he has a balled up $20 bill that he was hoping he could trade.
I always made it well worth their time.
Couple thousand, so $3,000 an hour, say. And it would vary. I mean, what if Vince Neil came in? You give him a little celebrity break or you charge him more because you know he's got a few bucks?
Actually, I did give him a celebrity break.
Nice. And Charlie Sheen?
I won't go there with Charlie.
Interesting. Have you ever met the man?
Yes, I have.
Why long story? We have time, as Adam says.
Don't want to go there.
Please, tell us this long story.
No, I just not had a very good experience with Charlie.
The things Denise says.
He used to date
one
of my girlfriends.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Obviously before he was married.
Oh, yes, of course. Okay. Sure. He was married.
I was going to say.
Hey, so how many guys? So $2,000-$3,000 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And what time would work start over at the ranch?
Well, usually I would like to start more midday. Because I'm not really a big morning kind of girl, so I'd usually start mine more midday. I would do by appointments only.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I would do five guys in a day. Mm-hmm. When I first started out, I was probably doing about, I'd say, eight a day. And that's pretty good.
Yeah, especially $2,000-$3,000 a pop.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you didn't live at the house.
No, actually, no, I didn't. But sometimes I would stay there with the girls. Like, if I was there for 2 weeks, I really loved being in the house with the girls.
So you would actually sleep at the house?
Yeah.
Now, do you report the money to the tax man? How does it work?
Oh,
is it cash?
Oh, yeah, you have to, yeah. And the house gets half.
House gets half?
They get half.
So that's a pretty decent living for them. I mean, if you're getting $2,000-$3,000 a pop and you're with 5-8 guys and they're getting half of that.
They get 1,000, I get 1,000.
Times how many women working at any given time?
Oh, yeah. It's very good money.
I mean, is there 10 women there? Is there 15?
Sometimes it can be like 20 women there. There's a lot of women in the house.
Do you change the sheets every time?
No, what you do is when you take them back to do your parties, you always put a fresh, clean sheet over the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I always say you never
did
use
that.
It on your mattress. You always put a fresh
sheet. And a hole in it for the Hasidic Jews.
I like how they call it parties, too.
Yeah.
Well. I'd always switch my blanket out, like when I go to bed at night, you know, switch my quilt out.
We will take ourselves a little break. Sunset Thomas is here. I'm interested in this. I'm also interested in your product, and we're going to try it out.
Which is great.
With Big Tad, the Vibra Strip. Put it in your mouth. You perform a little oral. You get a little sensation.
Vibrastrip.com.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. Be back with almost Penthouse Pet of the Year, Sunset Thomas, after this. Write this song and your dad shoots you. A lot of range in life.
It's a good song, though.
Yes. Neither me or my dad will ever do something as great.
Or as bad.
Or as bad. That's right. Sunset Thomas is in studio. Sunset is an adult film star. The youngest inductee into the Adult Entertainment Industry Hall of Fame in Plentywood, Montana. I've been there many times.
The Sandy Koufax.
That's right. Of adult film actresses. Also, she has some products out. Also, you've seen her on HBO's Cat House. She was explaining during the break that the show actually drove away some of her high rollers.
They did. They did. Because a lot of them were scared of the camera being out there, and they didn't want to be seen, you know?
Yeah, I could see that.
Who's the guy who does sign the release and allows
I'm interested in how that worked. Yeah, you just come in, and there's a film crew.
Yeah, HBO makes you sign a release.
Yeah, what I'm saying is... When we used to do the man show, I'd do a man on the street bit where there just some broad would come walking down the street, put a mic in her face and ask her a couple questions, and we couldn't get her to sign a release. That was just walking down Melrose in the middle of a Tuesday afternoon. I couldn't imagine going into a brothel, being hit with a camera, and then signing a release.
Well, what they do is when they first get you in there, before they actually will start showing you on the camera, they make you sign one right away.
I understand the process.
They step out ahead of it, yeah.
Right. But what I'm saying is, what kind of guy would do that?
I don't know, guy that doesn't care to know to say the fact that, hey, it's all right to go to a brothel.
It's a weird, but it's a very particular niche that the guy would have to be. He'd have to have $3,000 to spend in an hour to be with you. And then also have no
qualms about anybody. Just, and also, all right, so he's not married today. Maybe he gets married in 3 years, but it turns out the woman he married saw this particular episode. I'm just saying. Look, my tip of the hat to you, sir.
I actually had a mom bring her virgin son out, and I broke him in.
Really?
A mother brought him out. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I thought that was kind of weird at first.
I couldn't get my dad to break in my baseball mitt.
I'm talking to the mom, figuring the prices out.
Yeah. Well, how old was the kid?
He's like 19.
And will you toss a virgin a bone, pardon the pun? I mean, you know how Denny's lets you eat free on your birthday? You know what I'm saying? Like a virgin. I mean, that's not some Middle Eastern guy who's harboring God knows what disease. And it's going to end up trying to cut you when he's done with you. This is a virgin guy. Do you give him a discount?
I give him a discount. Oh, yeah.
What'd you charge?
I don't remember. I think about 800.
800?
Yeah, it was really nice.
It's I'm a virgin.
I'm a virgin. Really was a virgin.
How was it?
It was good. It was quick, but it was good.
You walked him through it.
It was quick.
What kind of mom is that?
Yeah. Do you feel any remorse for the fact that you're putting America in the toilet?
No, you're not either, because if you really think about it, I mean, there's places for someone to go and actually be able to enjoy themselves instead of going out and raping someone on the street somewhere.
Right.
You should go to the brothel and be able to do that.
Right.
Maybe you're a lonely man can't get a date or something, or maybe you just don't want to deal with relationship at the time being.
God darn it.
So you got a place to go to have sex and just, you know.
Republican Richard Martin, by the way, is on the show. And I'd appreciate if you don't interrogate the guests. I know you have an opinion.
I just want to say, you know, if you're a good American and you get the feelings, the aggressive feeling in your loin, you channel it into a firearm. Do something constructive. Start a war.
Have sex with your gun.
Yes.
Or say if you're a couple and you really don't want to do it in your own hometown, you don't want people to know your business, you go out there as a couple, you can go out and have a great time, and then go home and no one knows what you did.
That's right. Say hello to HBO and no one will know what
you're
doing.
Now, do you make out with these guys? For $3,000, you make out at least, right?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Well, because my only information about the hookers is like, you know, I learned everything from Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm. No kissing.
Is that pretty accurate?
I like to kiss. I'm sorry. I'm a kisser.
What percentage of guys, here's a hard-hitting question. What percentage of guys perform oral on you? What do you think?
They all have.
They all have? But the three, hold on, Bruska, get off the floor. Hold on, Tad, hit him with the paddles. Get the crash cart over here. $3,000? $3,000 for an hour with you, and I'm spending the first 10 minutes doing oral?
Well, whatever you want to do. If you want to get to the point, hey, I'm all about that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know? No, but what percentage of guys do that when you get them into the room?
A lot of them do.
Really?
They like to go, oh, I don't blame them. Go down and check it all out, just like I go down and scope the guy out and
sure.
make sure it's real clean.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
clean
it's like,
them and...
I think a Hungarian guy was here before. Wait a minute. No.
No,
Lebanese, definitely Lebanese.
We're very
Lebanese.
Clean there. We're very, very clean there. You have to see a doctor every week. He's always in there checking you out. It's all condoms.
Every hour, though. I would demand every hour.
Cat
cleansing.
All condoms.
That's a gig, though. Cat house doctor. Guy comes in. He's got his mobile stirrups. Hop up. Here we go.
Actually, they are stirrups.
Wearing the miner's helmet.
You don't lay down with Muslims, do you?
No. No.
Now I know your answer I know is going to be like, oh, I enjoy it all. I love to have sex with these people.
But I'm honest. I'll tell you if I don't enjoy something.
What percentage is of the guys that are in there disgust you? Are you like, ugh, I can't believe I have to do this. $3,000 isn't enough.
You know, the neat thing about it is you don't have to party with whoever you don't want to. If you feel uncomfortable when you take the guy back, you don't have to party with him.
Imagine what that would do to your ego.
You don't have to party with anyone you don't want to.
I'll give you $3,000 to have sex with me. Matt?
Sorry. I have a little something called pride. Next.
You guys. Well, one of your guys here just took one of my Viber strips.
Who is that? Big Tad?
That'd be me.
Yeah.
Big Tad, what are these VibraStrips?
Well, you have to go to VibraStrip.com to be able to order it right now, but we're actually going to get them in the stores real soon as well. Mm-hmm. What it is it's a sex enhancer. It's for male and female. It's all natural herbs.
Uh-huh.
So, it's got Uhimbi in it. That's an, like an African bark.
Mm-hmm. And what do they do? They give you a little wood downstairs to bark
what
you want?
Well, when you pop it in your mouth, it starts stimulating your body. It starts getting you really going.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you and your partner are playing, it starts stimulating it, getting everything going.
You suck
on
it?
But I find as well, you suck on it. But I find as well, you can take it and put it in your mouth and let it just melt just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can actually go on other body parts as well. And it actually enhances that as well.
Tad, what's it taste like, by the way?
Cinnamon.
Yeah. I gave him the cinnamon one. We have cinnamon and we also have vanilla mint.
You don't really believe in something that's not benefiting the pharmaceutical industry, do you?
Let me ask. We have to take a break. We'll be back with Sunset Thomas. One quick question. Now, what if you're with a guy and he just rocks your world? I mean, this guy's good looking. Whatever you like. I don't know if it's the six-pack abs. I don't know if it's a cleft in the chin. But you just hook up with a guy over at the ranch, and he rocks your world. Next time he comes in, and he says, look, I only got 500. You going with it?
I'll admit, since I don't do it no more,
You'll factor that in?
Yeah,
You had? You've had guys that have done a good job.
Uh-huh.
I've only got 500.
Are they called? They've been like, okay, your party's over with. I'm like, oh, come on, keep going.
Oh, really?
Don't stop.
You give them a little bonus time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. We'll take a quick break. Sunset Thomas is in studio. Big Tad is consumed. The mint, you feeling? You're looking a little red there, Tad.
Well, it's hot in here.
Okay. All right. You feeling good? You feeling any tingling?
Oh, I am feeling a little tingly, though.
All right. Well,
I don't want you to know that.
I think Ted is going to take the nipple out.
And,
oh, really?
I want him to try it on me.
You're going
to
work on Sunset?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking one for the team, guys.
This is going to be grotesque.
All right. We'll watch that with one eye closed. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Sunset Thomas in studio. VibraStrip.com is where you go to get these delightful cinnamon tasting strips. Well, they have a few flavors. You have cinnamon and liver and onion?
No, we have cinnamon and we also have vanilla mint.
Vanilla mint. Tad, you've consumed the cinnamon?
I've consumed two of the cinnamon.
Yes, I can see the blood.
He's like
going to your head. Yeah. Feeling good? You feeling warm?
Yeah, it's warm in here.
Are you into Sunset?
How long has it been since I've had sex? I'm into any girl right now, but she is so hot.
I've been saying 2 years for 8 months, so I'm going to go ahead and just
two years. Let's just give it a 3 year. Let's
been that long, so you got a lot of love.
Wow.
And what about it, Sunset? I mean, if we were to pass the hat here, if we were to shake the can, how much money would it take to get with Big Tad?
With Big Tad? Shoot, he don't have to pay.
No, be honest.
No,
I don't do that kind of stuff no more, he doesn't have to pay. I don't work at the ranches.
Right. Right, you mean he can't pay?
No, he can't pay.
You wouldn't do it.
I just give it to him.
Oh, you would? No, I'm serious. Would you give him sex?
It was my birthday last month, by the way.
It's not always someone's birthday.
No, it was, actually.
Yeah, his birthday was a short 5 weeks ago. How about it?
No,
you wouldn't do it.
Huh?
Who would you have sex with? Would you have sex with Republican Richard Martin?
He's
a little uptight, but he's a nice-looking man.
He's a very good-looking man.
Yeah, so possibly him.
I'd have sex with you, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would.
You'd have sex with Carolla for free?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, I would. He's a good-looking guy.
How about Briska?
Really? Hold on. VibraStrip.com. That's VibraStrip.com. Get
and
this
if you
product.
Want to also do some updates on me and what I've been up to, you can also go to SunsetsLife.com as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't get it confused with that magazine about gardening.
No, that's live.
Yeah, I wonder how many people go online. I'm going to find out about when bulbing season is, sweetie pie. Holy good Christ almighty.
Well, I think he needs to try out his strip on me.
Mm, yeah, what I think he does too. But I would really... wait a minute. Somebody,
I'm getting all excited. I took one too.
Somebody's got a question. Tim?
Yeah.
You love Sunset Thomas?
I'm the biggest fan. I tape her on Cat House. So I was telling screener there, you take your TiVo and you overrun it an hour, the bad movie before Cat House, and that way you can hide it and watch it. the 40-year-old sexless man's, you know, secret when you're married to hide in your good stuff.
It's an interesting point. So if you tape the show that comes before the naughty show with the disgusting title, because like I said, it's always, you know, big boob paratroopers and stuff. It's red flags when my wife is looking at the TiVo thing, especially in between the car shows in 60 Minutes. You do the show that comes on before it, and then you just... So I'm going to have to tape our list, and then I'll just go through and get yours. If I add an hour to the TV, I have to go do the program thing.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Like smart.
My rerun of Cat House from last week actually starts with the Billie Jean King documentary. You want to talk about
wow.
That?
That's
funny. Mail back into the shell, but
wow.
Like the Cat House, you know, fixed it up good.
Yeah, feast or famine.
Would it kill you to just go ahead and talk to your pastor? And maybe try to get some of those feelings out?
Dude, he's ruining it for
me.
I
think he needs to go pick up some of those Viber strips.
Yeah, you need to take a chill pill, dude.
Brusca, by the way, he tapes the Cat House to cover up the fact that he's actually watching the Billie Jean King.
Interesting. Well, you know, the lesbian community. It's a tight-knit community. All right, so thank you, Tim, and thank you for that tip.
Thanks.
All right, no problem.
I'm going to go ahead and use that. So, Sunset, you would have sex with me for free.
Mm-hmm.
You would have sex with Dave Damashek
mm-hmm.
for free.
Mm-hmm.
Republican Richard Martin.
Oh, yeah. I'd rock his world.
And then, do you swing both
with
ways?
With his wife, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Threesome.
I like couples.
You like couples?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, there's Big Tad. He's a couple.
Well, there you go. He's a couple, too.
How about...
let's just all take some Viber strip out of this game down here.
Joke.
Did you just call me fat?
No.
I'm chubby or
I'm
a lesbian.
Married, too.
Yeah.
I didn't call you fat.
No, no. He's
well,
lumped in with
fat.
Big lump.
Bad.
Is this
okay.
Your tack, though? Is it like a drug dealer? Like you're giving all of us a free taste of something, and then the second time around, that's where you
we
get us
hooked
up?
On it?
No, you don't actually get hooked on it, but I think it's great because it's all natural herb, and it's just a stimulator for
you. Let's get to it. Enough talk.
Well, what would it take to sleep with Big Tad?
I told you, I don't do that kind of stuff.
Not doing it for money anymore?
No.
And you won't do it for free?
I didn't say I wouldn't do it for free.
You might do it for free.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
How about under this desk? We'll give you 5 plugs if you do Ted for
how about
free.
How about
let him
in
take,
a fox
let
with
him
a box.
Take one of the strips and go down
oh,
on
wait
me.
A minute. It's Dr. Seuss' show. Yeah. Sorry. You would...
I'll let him go down on me with one of the strips.
Really?
I
Hello?
Can show you how it really works.
Really?
Yeah.
Tad, what do you say?
Sure. For the team. I'll do it.
He's already...
I'll do it for the team.
Very good.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that works with the FCC. I'm not sure where... I know you can't say certain things, and they can't,
exactly.
can't do certain things. Well, why don't we start with a booby?
There you go.
Tad, why don't you?
You need to take another strip.
This is confusing.
He's like,
take another
confusing
strip.
Confusing
yes.
to the intellect and to the heart. You know, and to the wang.
Explain how it feels though.
Beautiful woman on one side, fat
right.
Tad on the other.
I want my wife to know that I'm looking the other way.
Right. It's melting
wow.
on my tongue right now.
Solid C cup there. Possible D.
Exposed.
Nice. All right, now okay. look, Tad, let's not. You know what? The boob licking, that's the. That's the job interview. Don't screw it up. There may be a place for you in her factory. Mmm, Tad.
A mouthful, a bosom for Tad.
It's actually...
Careful,
feel,
he might
I
eat that
feel
thing.
Like a, it feels really warm.
Feels good, yeah?
Yeah, it's starting
can
to...
you taste carrot top?
We're not, no.
How about carrot bread?
Ooh, hello.
Whoa, Tad's moving to the other one.
Oh, wow, that feels great.
I'm caught somewhere between titillated and nauseated. Either way, it's got an aided at the end of it.
Can you stop talking while I'm doing this?
You're sorry, brother.
You're ruining it for me, bro.
Yeah, let's focus on good radio. Silence, everyone.
Yeah.
Would it be okay if I read a letter from Paul to the Corinthians?
What do you say,
it
Big Tad?
That's really neat.
Thank you, Mr. Corolla, for my job.
Sure. How about that, Sunset Thomas? That feel good to you?
Oh, it feels really good. It's really warm.
I
right
notice
now.
You're standing at attention.
Oh, yeah.
Tad, how are we doing in the wood department?
Oh, I'm standing full attention right now.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! All right. Now, what about it? Did he do a good job
oh,
on
yes.
you?
Can't
that's
you
it,
tell?
Tad?
Yeah. Tad, get. And I'm gonna give you another plug. Vibrastrip.com. It's the secret of Big Tad's oral success. Wow. What do you think, Sunset? Not bad?
Oh.
You've been with the best.
Sunset seems she's a good actress, at least. She seems to be genuinely.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a guy just being totally good looking with great abs and things like that. Actually, you know, there's all different kind of guys that are great.
Sure, he could have money. Oh, wait a minute.
No, it's not about money either.
So that feel good to you?
Yeah.
That worked nicely?
Can't you tell?
Hmm.
Feels really good. It's really warm. It kind of gives a warm feeling, tingling in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so might you be with Big Tad in the biblical
sense?
Like
the sun, let's get it on.
I'm going to take that
sunset
as a no.
Sunset revved up.
All right, Sunset. Sorry. Thank you for your honesty and your boobies.
Thank you.
Sunset, Sunset Thomas, everyone. Fiberstrip.com is where you go. Organic, over-the-counter breath, mint, sex enhancer. There you go, Tad.
Thank you.
Oh, can I plug something that I'm doing on Saturday?
Yes.
You guys don't mind? On May 6th at 9 p.m., I'm going to be at the Gathering Pub over at 539 Twain. That's off Paradise in Las Vegas, Nevada. Come over and say hi to me. I'll have Viber Strip there as well.
Tad, would you like to be released early so you could go home and release the doves?
I've already been released.
Wow.
Maybe that gal should also promote her appearance in hell at the end of her life.
Okay. All right, look.
Oh, come on. Don't be so uptight.
Yeah,
I see
on.
You looking at my
Come
boobies.
On, Richard. We need to take ourselves a break. Try not to judge for just a few minutes, would you, Richard Martin? Republican from the great state of Ohio. What about your constituency in Ohio? They must miss you spending all your time here on the West Coast. We need to take a break. Harlan Williams, not nearly as hot as Sunset Thomas, but marginally funnier. He's going to be here in a second. We'll talk to him right after this.
So this is what I did. I bought myself a Wonder Woman costume. So now I walk right up to the window. The lady says, "Where's your vehicle?" I say, "I'm in my invisible jet, ass."
Harlan Williams in studio.
Give me my godforsaken curly fries. I've been cleared for takeoff. Hello!
That wasn't him. That was a funny guy. Harlan Williams in studio. Harlan's going to be at the Improv in Tempe, May 11th through the 14th. Harlan, you remember from something about Mary, Dumb and Dumber, Half Baked, Whole Nine Yards, Freddy Got Fingered. A lot of big movies. Harlan?
Huge, like jumbo. If you're in a sandwich shop, you'd have to order a jumbo.
Yeah, it'd be a 6-footer.
6-foot jumbo.
You get free chips with that one.
You love your chips. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I peek in your window and see eating ranch-style Pringles.
Really? Yeah.
You're just crazy
that
about
was
chips.
You, huh?
You love chips.
I love them when you can stack them and put them in a cylinder.
You ever glue Fritos corn chips on the end of your fingernails? And then go out in public and pretend you've got like crazy yellow nails, like a sea hag.
Yeah.
Or a manatee's child.
Yeah. No.
You just scrape, go up and scratch people and
no.
stuff.
No. Yeah. I mean, no.
Oh, my God. Sunset, so frightening.
Sunset Thomas is in studio.
Uh-oh.
Hey, hey.
She's hanging out with us.
Hanging with the big boys.
She just made out with Big Tad, by the way.
Yuck.
Big Tad on cloud 9 and 10, because 9 couldn't hold him.
Gross.
He actually had two clouds, had to hold him up, 9, 10, and part of 11.
Did you watch
jump
it?
Into. I didn't see him make out.
That would technically make you a pervert if you watched.
It was
well,
unpleasant.
I watched him make love to Sunset's bosom.
No, you can't, because then technically you'd become a pervert. You'd be on that website. Like if I put in pervert, it would pop up.
Yeah. You'd be a registered sex offender if you watch Big Tad or something.
No, there's a new site, Registered Pervert.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You'd be the first on it, probably, for watching sunsets. Sunset over her valley.
There's nothing wrong with being a pervert.
So I'm somewhere between porn and a salad dressing that you just described. Yeah, you know what's weird? I don't know if you guys are this way, but I would... could sooner watch Big Tad suckle Sunset's bosom than I could watch him make out.
Gross.
Like, I really, when I watch a porn movie and I see him making out, I always fast forward through that. It repulses me. it attacks my sensibilities, my delicate sensibilities. Later on, when he's flogging her with his penis, that's all right with me. I have no problem with that. But the making out part is weird.
You don't watch porn, you're married.
That's right.
You don't watch porn.
That's right. I meant in my my youth, and when I say youth, I mean 13 to 5 years from now.
I just saved your marriage right there, buddy.
Thank you, Harlan. Harlan has come in because, well, he has nothing to plug. He just wants to hang out. We want him to do Chewbacca for us.
What?
I love when you do Chewbacca.
You do?
Yeah, give me a little shot of Chewbacca.
That's what it sounds like when I'm being pleasured.
Behind. So, if Tad was to lick your nipple, it would sound like what? If Tad were to lick my nipple, I have a sound effect.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, man.
Matt?
Yeah.
How say you?
That was awesome.
You like Sunset?
That was awesome. Best thing I've ever heard on the radio.
Hi, really? Matt. How are you doing?
Well, you don't get out much.
Great now.
Aw, be nice.
We've decided to keep Sunset around. As a matter of fact, she's the new news girl.
That was a great decision, Adam. Brilliant.
Yeah, Brusco, go get some news. Go find the USA Today, and we'll have Sunset read a little snippet out of there. Yeah, find something.
Shouldn't she be the weather person, though? Because her name's kind of a weather pattern.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is right, Sunset right. A weather pattern?
Close to Dallas Rains, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a poor name. Yeah. Big Tad, you guys made out with tongues?
Yes, yeah.
Really?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we were trying at the barber strip with our
this
tongues.
Is going to ruin your business, works. Sunset.
How dare you?
Sunset.
Why had to test it out on somebody? Come on.
Sunset has the Vibra strips, which are these things. Harlan, why don't you pop one of those Vibra strips? See how
it's all natural. Herbs. For you. It won't hurt.
It's natural.
No,
I don't know about that.
No problem.
Let me read the back.
Mm-hmm.
Warning, cannot operate small vehicles or go to Arby's. And I was going to go to Arby's.
Which well, really specific. Usually yeah. They might just say yeah. Certain foods, but you say actually specific, certain brands of food, huh?
Yeah, I'm afraid. You know when you're sick, you're not supposed to mix like weird things if you're not feeling right?
Right.
So I got to stay off of this stuff. I got this. Did you notice when I came in?
Yeah. What do you have, a little bird flu or
something?
I got something?
The bird flu, yeah. And it's my own fault, really. I was doing some... Did you garden at all?
Yeah.
I was doing a little gardening, and I cut myself.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I'd go in the house and put a little gauze and some antiseptic on it, but on this occasion, for some reason, I went under the 405 bridge, and I found a dead pigeon and rubbed it on the open wound.
I'm not a doctor.
Is what? That?
Do you realize that you're crowing? You actually sound like a
well,
bird.
Well, I've got the bird flu, dog.
So that's how it works?
You don't have to laugh at me when I'm... Sick.
No, I don't mean to. I'm not a doctor. I just thought the bird flu, you know, I thought it was like a regular flu. Like, you know, you got...
Sorry.
Is that no?
I don't know what it is. It's out of control. I've probably got 3 days before I fly south. I feel like I got to go to Florida for some reason.
Or Capistrano, at
yeah,
least.
I drove in a V-shape coming over here.
Wow. I actually drove in formation
over
here.
I drove in formation on the 405. But, people are more scared of birds right now than they are of guns. I robbed a bank with a blue jay yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. I did a drive-by cedar waxwing last night, player. I call people up in the middle of the night I don't like and just go, you son of a bitch! You ever wake your grandmother up at 3 in the morning and smash her across the face with a blue heron?
Yeah.
You say I'm sick.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, one good thing that came out of this, though, buddy. I've been laying eggs all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great is they hatched. I got all these little yellow chickies running around. Mm-hmm. And what's beautiful, like when I go home today, I just kick the front door open and I yell, hey, where's my peeps at?
And they all come out.
Oh, they just stick their little yellow heads out, and they're like, peep, 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 peep. And I go, What?
No, I shouldn't
I
laugh.
I never should have rubbed it's that nice. Pigeon on my open wound.
Yeah.
You can tell he's got the bird hindsight. Flu.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a crystal ball. There's no way you could have known not to do that.
Daddy doesn't know stuff others know.
Yes. You get yourself an open wound. Why not rub a bird into it? It only makes sense. But now you're paying the fiddler.
We don't need all the stupid birds anyhow, do we?
Not really,
There's
no.
There's too many.
Everywhere. I agree.
Owls at night watching through your window while you're making love with their night goggle eyes.
Yeah.
They're the wisest birds of all.
That's what they say, yeah.
It might not be the owls. It might be me up there peeking in.
Oh, you naughty little Thunder Blaster 74. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, too. Yeah, it's very specific, though.
There's birds everywhere. I saw a kid walking down the street this morning. He had a zitzo pussy on his forehead. There was a hummingbird flying right in front of it.
What noise was it making, Harlan?
Spring treat.
If it was a Chewbacca bird, what would it have sounded like?
That sounded more like one of your play toys, really.
Yeah, it did, actually.
A Chewbacca braider.
That'd be a tough one to clean.
Captain Log.
Now, what if it was a hummingbird crow Chewbacca bird that was hovering around the kid's forehead? Is that what it sounds like?
You know it would, Daddy.
Oh, thank God Harlan got here early so we could hammer out those beats. Well, as you know from looking at your rundown sheet, Harlan, we have to take a break right now.
How dare you run me down?
Sunset, hang in with us, would you please?
Hang with you guys.
I like you. You're freshening
like
up the studio. Vibrastrip. Vibrastrip.com is where you go to find that lovely cinnamon flavored strip. Enhance your sex life. Harlan Williams in studio. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
In theaters this summer.
Well, I didn't know there's going to be Slaw and Chops in it for me.
From the critically acclaimed director of Stick It.
Slaw and Chops sounds like a good cop buddy movie.
Harlan Williams as Frankie Slaw.
Streetwise plays by his own rules.
Freeze!
Adam Carolla is Lawrence Chops.
Lawrence Chops. He wears a bow tie. He goes by the book.
Not since Danny Glover and Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon 3 has there been such a dynamic cop duo.
I'm angry.
You're right. You're all fired up over
there. I'm livid.
You're turning red.
You don't care. You're from Canada.
No one fights crime like Slaw and Chops.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Slaw and Chops.
You said you were going to come over. And what happened is I made a nice coleslaw and some lamb chops.
You made Slaw and Chops?
Yeah.
Slaw and Chops.
What's up, dog?
See the action this summer.
Harlan Williams. You know him as Slaw, Frankie Slaw. In studio. He's going to be at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona, May 11th through the 14th. Also at the Irvine Improv, June 8th through the 11th. Sunset Thomas. Her product is Vibrastrip.com. Youngest inductee in the Adult Entertainment Industry Hall of Fame.
And if you want to check out some more updates and update pictures on me, you can also go to SunsetsLife.com as well.
And not doing any more adult films.
Well, actually, I never said I got out. I just haven't shot in 2 years.
It's been a while.
I've been extremely busy, and, you know, I have two of my own gentlemen.
But you're not officially out.
No, I never said I was out. I've just been really busy with other projects.
Harlan, how about you? You still doing adult films?
I don't want her to do anymore.
You don't?
I'm telling her right here and now it's over. Enough.
You're taking her away from all this?
He says we're going to a fast food and get a bite to eat.
Yeah, I don't want her doing any more of those movies.
Harlan, you're single. It's just you and your 800 chicks floating around your crappy house, right?
Yeah. I cook for them. Girls like me because I cook.
What do you make?
Well, I have a new recipe I can share with your listeners. I call it black popcorn. What you do is you get some microwave popcorn. You put it in the microwave, set the timer for 4 hours and 20 minutes.
420.
And you got yourself a crunchy, crunchy spring treat, little fella.
Black popcorn. That was my rap name, by the way.
Is that right? You're black popcorn.
Yeah.
I wonder who you are.
Word your mother.
Oh, word up to your Denny's menu. Full moon over your hammy, Rudy Tootie, fresh and fruity.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you ever wake your grandmother up at 5 in the morning and drive a bulldozer over her ankles?
No.
Why not? What's the matter with you?
I did it with a bobcat and a backhoe, but I never actually did a bulldozer.
Oh, backhoes are fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
God.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
But you can't eat any of those Vibra strips and operate a backhoe.
Oh, I tell you what.
You gotta do other operations.
That's right.
I did. I took four Vibra strips and did some Pilates the other day. Blew my fallopian tubes out.
Wow.
Just all I heard, I was like pedaling along, and I heard.
You're doing Pilates while high in a Vibra strip.
Yeah, my fallopian tubes just blew.
What were you doing, trying to get at yourself?
I don't know. I went over to the doc, and I got an ultrasound, and he found a license plate from Minnesota.
Wow, you're like a shark.
Yeah, 73 Pepsi can and a severed gorilla paw inside me.
Ain't the fallopian tubing itself?
Yeah, right in the lining.
Wow, I have some extra fallopian tubing on a spool in my garage if you need it.
Get the hell out of here, Wax Bean O'Reilly.
50 linear feet I'll give you.
I'll give you 60 linear feet and call you Dr. Lenny Linglong from the China Willy Wing Wong.
Please don't. Sunset, how about that? You like Harlan? Harlan,
like
you're a single man.
He's funny.
She's married.
I'm not married. That's just a ring.
She likes older men, though. Finger. And I'm just a little boy.
Yeah. No, Harlan
I like him when they're 30 and up. It just happened my latest one was older, that's all.
He was older.
He was an older man.
Well, I think somebody's asking me out right here. Is that
are you asking him out?
Are you getting the feeling that somebody's coming on to the player here?
I think
I'll
so.
I'll leave you my number and let you come.
Ted's getting very jealous, actually.
Yay! Finally, I'm a winner for once after years of losing.
Do you know Harlan's work? Have you seen him in the movies?
Oh, yeah, I've seen him in his movies.
You're a fan?
Yes.
You thought, who
but
is
me,
that?
But me, you know, I've met so many celebrities. To me, I just treat them like normal, everyday people because I love to be treated that way as well with my fans. You know?
Right, so you're not going to treat Harlan Williams like a big celebrity.
She better not.
We like to feel normal. I mean, I understand.
Right.
We like to feel like just a couple of friendly Vibra strip users walking down Cinnamon Lane.
He's just flesh.
And do it right there.
He's just flesh, blood, and fallopian tubing like the rest of us. There's nothing special about
it. I think of myself, if I can quote Billy Idol, I consider myself flesh for fantasy, buddy. Okay? And if you're going to sit there with your googly eyes and your Garfield attitude, I might have to come over there and take those Pringles right out of your little koala fingers.
Adam, phone caller Adam.
Yeah, hi.
You saw Sunset's musical porn?
Yeah, Misty Beethoven, the musical.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm saying it was great because she can actually sing, like, very good.
Yeah, I actually sang about three times in that.
Yeah.
Oh. It was amazing. We actually had a singing penis in there.
Yeah. Oh. It did Edelweiss.
Oh,
it was awesome.
On.
It was awesome.
Really? Seriously?
It sang Edelweiss?
Yes. No.
That's from The Sound of Music, you son of a...
I didn't think it was tasteful either. I wondered why they did it.
3 seconds from flying over this table and going, on your ass.
Please don't do that.
An extra thing. Did you ever see those Disney sing-alongs that they would have, like, the words on the bottom and the little bouncing balls?
Yeah, we had that with the bouncing balls, yeah.
Yeah, they had bouncing balls.
Sounds classy.
It does.
It would be nice if Harlan...
It's actually done very nice.
You could do a duet. Maybe,
did you bring
flowers or something.
Edelweiss.
Sing to me, baby.
Do something from Fiddler on the Roof. Are you a Jewish, Sunset?
Huh?
Are you Jewish?
No.
Oh, okay. My mistake. What song did you sing in the musical porn?
They were actually, someone put it all together because, of course, we couldn't use other people's music. So we had to make up our own stuff.
Did you sing a song?
Someone about penis is the ruler of the world.
That ruled the world?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of that?
No, it's been a while.
I can do a song for you.
I did it.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want a song?
Yeah, I'd like one.
Okay,
this is for you.
All right.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You went, God, there goes my flu.
The bird flu.
It ruined my REO Speedwagon ballad.
Well,
I never like to do this, but I'm looking at myself in the mirror and calling myself a son of a you know what.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's like I can almost hear the song just from you bringing it up.
Would you like to go into the underground parking garage and eat sunflower seeds with me, Adam Carolla?
Oh.
It was a simpler time when they talked about taking love on the run.
Have you ever made love while you had the runs?
No, that's not fun.
Yeah, that's, you might as well cover your butt in Vibra strip and call daddy.
Yeah. You're right. I think that would tingle, by the way, if I did
that. Yeah, it would tingle.
Sunset Thomas, I want to thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, guys. You guys are awesome.
Harlan, you're going to have to hang out a little bit. We're going to do news and sports.
I got to tell you about my new movie, Surf School, that's coming out soon, too, in the summer. Because it's summer. It's a summertime movie.
Yeah.
Sunset, Surf School, huh?
Yeah. What part do you play?
I play a guy named Rip. I'm the surf school instructor.
Yeah, I like that. I thought you were the evil crow or something, but you actually play a human being in this one.
I'm a human being.
Can I ride on your surfboard with you?
You know what? If you're going to do this right here and right now, I thought we were going to Arby's together.
I was talking really about a surfboard pervert.
Surfboard pervert.
I'd like to put you two together. Harlan, you're
together.
Single. Why not? You do, and you make the rounds.
You want us to go? She's going to take me to Arby's.
I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah.
She promised me a drive-through at Arby's.
Sunset.
Yeah, we're going to Arby's together.
Thomas, again, vibrastrip.com is where you go. Thanks. Harlan, hang out. We'll be right back with the news and sports after this.
And now, Oswaldo reads the 100 greatest movie quotes of all time. Number 10, from Taxi Driver.
You talking to me?
Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Harlan Williams in studio.
Yes, I'm here.
He's going to hang out with us. Seth MacFarlane, the genius behind all the animated shows, is coming in here. Also, he does. He could give Harlan a run for his money in the voice department. They both do tons of great voices. Also, Republican Richard Martin, the representative from Ohio, is in. He's going to do news again for us. And again, like I said, just deliver the news. We don't need your personal commentary.
You won't get it, Adam. It's going to be balanced and. You don't need to worry.
Fair and unbiased. All right.
Absolutely.
So, with the news, Republican Richard Martin.
Can we get some good music? No? Okay. Well, I'll go with this then. Charges of duct. There we go. Feel the breeze. Feel the
Herb
breeze.
Albert was too racy.
Salute the flag. Who's a patriot?
I am.
Who loves America? We do. Charges of doctor shopping were dropped against American hero and patriot Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh, the greatest broadcaster of all time, has agreed to random drug tests for the next 18 months.
Really? Does it matter if he's high? Is that a big deal? Then we do. I mean, I understand we don't need our airplane pilots getting effed up, but what about the guys who just want to dunk basketballs or talking to microphones? Isn't it just better to have a really effed up Rush Limbaugh?
Well, don't you think you have to be high all the time if you're going to name yourself Rush?
It's a good point.
I mean,
right
what's,
in
his,
there.
What's his middle name?
Yeah.
Tweak?
Yeah. Tweaker. Rush Tweaker.
He's a good man, and he's a patriot, and I think you should give him the respect that he deserves.
Wow. That look you just gave me made my nostril hairs turn inside out and scrub my eyelids.
Maybe you should try combing your hair.
All right, let's just keep going with the news.
Movie star turncoat Jake Gyllenhaal has yet to apologize for a statement that 91 Gulf War soldiers did nothing but lay in their tents and masturbate. The homosexual sympathizer could not be reached for comment.
Benedict Arnold. Yeah, he's a turncoat. Wow, I didn't know he said that. I guess it's from doing the movie Jarhead.
Yeah.
Sad.
Did you want to denigrate the vets as well, Adam?
No, I think what they're doing is great. I don't want to denigrate them at all. I know you're personally...
Maybe you'd like to quote Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah,
rub our children's faces in the gutter.
No, that's...
I wish I knew how to quit you.
That's not my way, but I'm assuming you'll be boycotting Jake's next movie.
I will be boycotting all of Jake's movies.
Okay.
Two couples have filed...
Let me start again. The devil took over. Two couples have filed a federal lawsuit against school officials in Boston, claiming their son's teacher gave out and read a gay story to the class about two princes who fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
That sicken you? I'm sorry that I'm commenting, but that just sickens me to the bone. You know, these are Christian families.
Yeah, but don't you think they're going to have to head out into society and see culture as it is? I mean, how long can you protect the kids?
You know, the kids don't need to hear a fairy tale. Why not? They should read from a book like the Bible.
Oh, you're talking about fairy tales. Come on. Noah's Ark. Turning the water to wine, the fishes to loaves. Come on now.
Have you ever seen David Blaine?
Well, it's on TV. I'm not.
Magic is real, if you believe.
You're scaring me now, Richard.
Chicago has banned the sale of foie gras because the process makes the duck's liver 10 times the size it's supposed to be. Now, I know I'm not supposed to comment, but God darn it, I just got to comment one more time. Who cares how big the liver is?
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Kennedy's liver is 20 times the size it's supposed to be, and we don't pass laws to ban him.
Yeah.
But I tell you, if we did, I'd be on board.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, I think the problem is they force feed the geese. I think that's the deal. They actually put food down their throat.
The geese don't want to be...
Oh, that's the bird flu with Harlan Williams coming through again.
Harlan, if the geese don't want to be force fed, they should do what every American does and fund a powerful lobby to vote for them.
That's a good point, Harlan. Would you like to defend the geese in the voice of the geese? And I'll just go ahead and translate for you. He says they're a simple, noble creature that asks nothing but to be left alone and to live with the... Okay, all right. All right, anyone some corn? Thank you, he said. Uh-oh. He used the F word. I thought you said thank you. I didn't know you said F you. Okay, all right. There'll be time for that later. Who wants to go to Arby's with a porn star?
Who doesn't? Shed a twirl. You ever put curly fries on a porn star's nipples?
Nah.
Looks like they got 7-inch nipples that curl up like Hans Brinker's skates.
Gonna try that.
I know you will, Firefox 5.
Keep that in mind. I'm sorry, Republican Martin.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right, we're just trying to have a little levity there. I would, you know, Harlan would do the duck thing. I would translate it.
Flack.
It'd be fun. It would have been funny if you could have played along with us
a little bit. I'm trying to inform America so that we're better and stronger and more free.
I want the Aflac duck to get bird flu. He's doing it. Aflac. Sorry. So,
come
wow,
on, that's funny. That's funny, Richard.
How is bird flu? I mean, if bird flu fun, it's funny now because the Chinese got it. But soon, when we get it, it's not going to be funny. It's not going to be funny.
I don't think it's funny just because of another culture.
I know it's a bit of a hoot seeing those folks run around.
It's funny. That's the noise owls make.
Have you ever met anybody with bird flu?
Well, other than Harlan Williams, no.
Yeah.
The comic to your left begs to differ. He has bird flu.
You're not right.
I caught him dry humping my hummingbird feeder this morning when I came out. I mean, he's got it bad.
I'm just guessing that you're not a Republican. How do you vote?
He's not even a human.
I'm Canadian. I can't vote.
Oh, there we go. See what happens when you get free health care? That's what happens.
You get the bird flu.
You get the bird flu.
Good point.
All right, that's it. That's the news, God darn it. I'm Richard Martin. Have you hugged your flag today?
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Well, it's finally happened. After 30 years, the Clippers have won a playoff series. Hear me now. The Clippers have won a playoff series. They haven't done it since they were the Buffalo Braves.
Yeah, a lot of guys on the team were rookies the last time they won a playoff
series.
No,
even longer ago than
really?
That. Yes.
Oh, they were in college.
Even before, perhaps.
Okay, let's go.
All right. last night, thanks to Elton Brand and Company. They delighted the Staples Center crowd. They won 101-83. They whipped the Nuggets, and now they move on. They'll wait and see, because Kobe and Company play tonight in Phoenix against the Suns. Should the Lakers win, it will mean the Clippers and Lakers square off in the playoffs. Ooh la la. That'll be very exciting. Yes.
Smell a street riot.
Now,
All right.
I say that the one thing I wanted to make mention of is it boggles my mind that 30 years ago, it was 1976, how much the world has changed since then. You know, we had back
since,
then.
Since the Clippers won the last playoff.
1976. Ponder, think about how much we had, you know, trouble in the Middle East back then. We had, you know, the gas prices were astronomical. The Steelers were the Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, it was a simpler time.
Crazy stuff.
Different time, yeah.
Now, Kings of Schwartz and Ento down in San Antonio tonight. That series tied at 2, and it would be some upset. That'd be the biggest upset in years if the Kings could knock off the defending champs, the Spurs. Now, for the pastime, Arizona Snakes beat the Dodgers, Padres over the Giants, A's dump the Halos, Mariners over the Twins. And one more thing I want to make mention of. Did you see last night the Red Sox and Yankees played each other? Mm-hmm. They traded for a catcher, did the Red Sox. Doug Mirabelli, he's the specialist. He catches only Tim Wakefield, the knuckleballer. He's the only one who can catch it.
Tavi.
Not him.
Okay.
He's,
good name for you.
He's a knuckleballer. They traded for him because he's the only one who can catch the knuckler. So he flew in. He got in at like
knuckler
six.
Sounds like someone is going after Batman. This looks like the work of the knuckler.
King Tut couldn't do the job, so the knuckler steps in.
That's right. Right. No one else can catch the knuckler.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it goes to the backstop every time.
It was awesome, though. He flew in, and he jumped into a Boston cop car, and they drove him at 100 miles an hour to Fenway Park, and he changed from his street duds into the uniform and jumped out of the car minutes before the game started.
Now, where was he, and why wasn't he with the team?
Because they traded for him. They traded for him that day, on a plane, flew in,
wow.
Changed in his thing. It's nice to know that's what the cops are doing, is driving, is speeding.
Right.
The,
meanwhile,
the
they go
the
past 10 carjackings and a couple of rapes to get the knuckleball catcher into the stadium so he can get his $8 million a year for playing twice a week.
Yes. Now, rather than prattle
and finishing at 500, thank you.
I'd rather than,
the more
than,
you know.
Rather than going on about sports, I would like to hear.
Hold on, the more you know.
Republican Richard Martin brought this up. This is something for maybe the people out there to know. Is I want to know, he brought up a gay story. What will Adam Carolla do if his male child turns out to be gay?
Well, and big difference, I think, for guys between the male and the female. I think a lot of guys look at a female going gay, their daughter going lesbian, like Brusca over here, as dodging a bullet. You're not going to get all the riffraff coming over, humping your daughter, bad marriages.
Instead, you have Brusca coming over and doing it.
Brusca's taking her out to the driving range, and then a smart cocktail, and it's right back in the Subaru Forester, which is what all the lesbians drive, I hear. The gay son, I'd probably be less okay with, but it gets you some cachet here in a super liberal gay Hollywood. When you explain you have a gay son and that you're cool with it, it makes you cool. Even though I would hire a drifter to kill him.
Richard Martin, same question.
Anything that involves hiring a drifter, I'm down with that. You know, I would, if by some chance my boy or my girl said, Papa, I'm wrong inside, and I don't know what to do, I'd say, let's go to church, and I'm just going to lock you in there until you're right, you know?
Right. You feel it's not something that you're born with. You feel like it's something that could be wrong out
choice.
Of you.
It's a choice. They choose that they want to live a free and easy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're saying they want to drive a two-seater. They don't want to change diapers. They want the dual
There's
income.
There's a way out of it, Adam.
How is that?
If you don't want your kid to be gay, if you catch him,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
If you catch him, I go gay.
No. You can get the gayness out of them. It's if you catch them before they're 16, what you do is you spray them with Pam and throw them into the side of Kenny G's house.
Really?
Knocks a gay right out of them, Daddy.
That's how you take it out of them, huh?
It just blasts it right out.
That'll be your remedy if your love child was Sunset Thomas.
I think really the way to do it is, especially with teenagers, because no teenager wants to do anything their parents is doing. They don't want to dress the way they're doing. They don't want to listen to the music they're listening to. I just get gay bored out Bill to come by. You get me juiced up with like Rum Rico or something, and just we just have at it when the kid comes home from school. He looks at me, he looks at you, and swears off it. I bite the bullet, but he's off the gay, and he's heading down the straight path.
Good Christ, I'm gay.
Or grease him up and throw him in a Kenny G's place.
I said spray him with Pam.
Right.
Grease isn't a good word.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. All right. So, what did we conclude here?
That you're all going to be wonderful parents.
Oh, I think. And by the way, no, I didn't want to talk to the ad. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Are you done, Dave?
I'm through.
You're through. All right.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Ed is calling from Vegas. Ed.
Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Good. You think Richard Martin is gay?
he sound a little funny.
Because maybe...
He sound like he talk like the homo type people that I've been hearing on TV.
I'm torn because I like him... he sounds like he knows what he's talking about, but he happens to be wrong about me.
You do sound a little strange.
And yet you sound like... Sir, first of all, I've got to say that you sound a little black for me.
Wait a minute.
You need to lift some weights because you sound a little soft.
Ooh. Well, now...
You need to bulk up or swallow something. I don't want you to do that, though.
Wow. Well, by the way, what difference does it make what color he is, Republican Martin?
Well, because if he's a certain color, he's not from a good area. And if he's not from a good area, he can't be trusted in my gated community.
I live across the street from the Palms. It's a nice hotel.
He lives across from the Palms in Vegas. That's a nice apartment.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
a nice apartment.
Not for you, huh?
I'm not familiar with that area.
It's better to be black than it is gay.
Wow! He's calling you gay.
I can always act straight, though.
Yeah,
Ed, you can't act white.
Wow, that's interesting.
He sounds a little cramped up from street drugs.
Well, I think that's an unfair stereotype.
Is it?
It really?
The black folks that I've seen on the news usually seem to be on some type of drug or outside a burning home.
Well, that's in the news. Sorry.
You ain't never going to be president, I tell you that. You ain't going
to
make it.
That's okay, as long as I deliver the money to the man who will be elected president. That's all that matters.
I don't care about black people.
All right, Ed, we appreciate that. This is turning ugly.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I am not gay, let me say for the record. I am not gay. I love my wife. My first, my second, my third, and my present wife.
So you love them all.
I love them all.
Maybe you're a little too straight, like Harlan over here wants to go to Arby's with porn stars. Maybe you enjoy women a little too much.
That could be said. I'm potent.
Oh, okay.
I have an unquenchable thirst for ladies, but okay. I do it within the boundaries of my marriage as defined by Judeo-Christian values.
You're a passionate man like Harlan's pet crow.
Oh, come on.
Just
now.
Crow. Just make the crow sound.
How dare you. That's manipulation right there.
When I point, you crow. That's how it works.
I'm getting the FCC on your hairy Armenian ass.
Dance, magpie! All right, we'll be right back with Seth MacFarlane after this.
Relax, you're not dying. You're just having a near-death experience.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah, thank God. Thank God I get to hang out with a fascinating gent like yourself.
So when am I going to die?
About 2 years after your wife divorces you.
Seth MacFarlane in studio. The genius behind American Dad and Family Guy.
You're too kind.
Well, I've always been a big fan.
All right, back at you.
And again, I'm one of the... I was on early and often with the Family Guy.
Yes.
Right from the beginning.
Yes.
I recognize genius.
When we were at our lowest point, you were on the air pumping us and...
That's
now,
right.
Now look who gets the last laugh.
Now I'm on your leg pumping you in person. Yeah, there's a lot of guys who glom on after it gets all fashionable. Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. They always do. They do it with bands. Oh, R.E.M. I was into them in the 60s. Maybe late 50s or 59. 60, 61, in those eras. Yeah, I was into them. Now, I was into the Family Guy before I saw the first episode.
Really?
Yes.
That's extraordinary.
I recognize genius in advance.
That is a special thing.
I knew it, and I knew I liked Seth MacFarlane, and then when he was kind enough to throw me a bone or two after Norm MacDonald passed, obviously, on doing Death Anymore, I was excited and honored to come in and do
you know,
the voice
best
of Death.
Thing that ever happened to us, Adam, was Norm MacDonald passing on Death.
Oh, he did actually pass it. Harlan Williams.
Yes.
Who does a million voices yet has never been asked to do one of them on The Family Guy. Is this uncomfortable for you,
wow,
too?
It's awkward. It's awkward.
Ouch. Harlan is a huge fan of the show.
Well, so, okay. So, all right. So I'm on the spot here. Would you like to do the show?
Do the crow.
Do the
I'd love to do the show.
Well, let me say this. Death needs his harbinger of death, which could quite easily be a crow that travels on his shoulder.
This is a good point. And we have a very big death episode coming up.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
So you'd be like, you know, you could do a little Stewie, and then I could just come in as me, and Harlan would be on my shoulder, and I'd be like, Stewie, it's death. I've returned for you.
Hi, sorry, Stewie.
No, don't do Stewie.
Oh,
no.
Oh, who's Stewie? Oh.
Seth does Stewie.
That wasn't Stewie.
But you do the crow. Okay. You just do the crow. Just make the crow sound.
But anyone could do that.
Just make the goddamn crow sound.
I die a little
when
more
I cue,
inside.
Go crow. That's right, Stewie. That would be funny. That would be good.
That's. I'm seeing it in my head. It's playing out.
He has the crow wears the frock as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like why do pirates?
Hey, maybe he gets death out of jams.
Yes, he goes. You know? He goes for help.
But wait a minute, Andy, you could go to Home Depot and pick up one of those guys who stand up front to do the crow.
Well, but we got Harlan Williams.
Yeah, but they're not going to pay my crow rate when they can get a guy from Home Depot to go.
I don't think he could do it as good as you.
Well, like there that. Might be a bit of an accent on it. Be like, L.
That's right, south of the border, crow. No. The man has talent.
It writes itself. It really does.
Yeah. It's not just crows he does. He does herons. What else do you do? Blue jays, swallows. You do
I do
all.
An owl. You want to hear the snowy owl?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ, it's cold.
Wow.
That's good. So, I don't know what I got, but I got it.
Seth, I appreciate you writing me into a nice, big, fat, juicy death episode, by the way.
It's about time.
And I heard we're doing a table read, something I've never done.
That's Family Guy before. That's the plan. Yeah.
Since when did we start with that? Normally, you just come in and read it, right?
You know, it's we've always done table reads, but we usually leave the talent, you mean you leave the guest
out of it.
Yeah. It's just easier to kind of, you know, because if things don't work, if we do a massive rewrite or something, then we haven't wasted your time.
Yeah, Seth is great. Speaking of wasted time, really. Harlan, please jump in. Only as the crow. When you do a lot of voiceover work, it just blows because you do the same line over and over again for a guy who's nervous about losing his job, and you'll do it exactly the same way. He just wants 25 takes. Seth doesn't do any of that. Seth just says, read it. You do it once, and he goes, yeah, I think that's good. And then you get nervous and self-conscious. You think, oh, he's not going to use it. That was so bad, he's not going to use it. And he does. He's just laid back.
One thing you have to understand about Seth is that Seth is wunderbar. He's just wunderbar. That's why I like to work with him.
See, now you're just juggling for me.
No, I really think you're wunderbar.
Quit showing off in front of Mr. MacFarlane.
Everyone loves an IKEA
character.
That's an
awesome voice you're doing.
Throw him a scrap.
We have to put that on television.
Put me in the IKEA. Kia episode. You wunderbar.
He is, Harlan, you are a huge fan. You did go to the live show of The Family Guy, right?
I did, yes.
I mean, that's a fan.
It was cool. And Seth sang.
That's right. And had a lot to drink.
Yeah, you were hammered.
Yep. Wow. Sorry about that.
You were fired up. No, it made it good. It made it sweet. It was like a
You know, you have no idea how accurate that is. It made it good.
It did. I could see
it would have been just unwatchable.
You were like grooving like a Mexican lima bean at a chili dog factory.
See, he can write, too.
My God, the man's a poet.
He is. All right, now do a little. We're gonna do a little reenactment where I think give him a shot of your Chewy. By the way, that's his best one.
You mean now that my voice is totally stripped from doing your stupid crow?
Yes.
Chew Crowa.
That's good. Yeah. Better than eating it. So
oh my God,
you're gonna do a little Chewy, Seth. Now, Seth playing along in this one?
Yeah, this is the Star Wars thing we're looking at here.
I'm going to do, I'll be Han Solo.
The cantina scene.
Yes. Now, you're going to do Ben as Stewie or as Peter, or who are you doing Ben
as? Let's see here. Why don't we do Ben as Peter and Luke as Stewie?
Oh.
Or the reverse. It's really up to you.
Wow. Wait. Wow. No. Yeah, do it. Do it however you want it.
All right. All right.
Good. All right. So this is the cantina. Yes. Scene?
Who I should I do so. My line as? I have one line. The trooper. Can I do it as Shaggy from Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, let's hear what that sound like.
Well, it's a surprise.
Okay,
it's
it'll be a surprise.
Treat. It's a all spring
right.
treat.
All right, Dave, you stop me if I screw up any mispronunciations or anything.
I'll be the technical advisor. And feel free to jump in with any Chewbacca's as the mood strikes you.
Yeah, just add a point. When you want Chewbacca, you point, you crow point, okay, son of a...
Right finger's Chewy, left is crow, and two fingers means I need a warm-up on the jump. All right, you ready? Here we go. I'll be Han Solo. Han Solo, I'm captain of the Millennium Falcon. Chewie here tells me you're looking for a passage to the Adrenian system.
Yes, indeed.
When I say Chewie, yeah, you're jumping.
You didn't point.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We'll
you
try it again.
Up.
When you hear me say Chewie.
Okay.
Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Aldernian system. Nice. Yeah, just a nice bed underneath. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, indeed. If it's a fast ship.
Fast ship? You never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Should I have?
Ha! It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Did he go, huh?
Maybe he didn't. I think that was what we call dramatic license. Go ahead, Chewie. Give me... Dave, you handle my Chewie finger for a minute. I got to focus over here. I've outrun Imperial starships, not the local bulk cruisers, mind you. I'm talking about the big Corellian ships now. She's fast enough for you, old man. What's the cargo?
Only passengers. Myself, the boy, two droids, and no questions asked.
What is it? Some kind of local trouble?
Let's just say we'd like to avoid any Imperial entanglements.
Well, that's the trick, isn't it? And it's going to cost you something extra. 10,000 in advance.
10,000? We could almost buy our own ship for that.
But who's going to fly it, kid? Oh, yeah. Who's going to fly it, kid? You?
You bet I could. I'm not such a bad pilot myself. We don't have to sit here and listen to this.
it's me again.
Oh, it's just you.
We haven't that much with us. But we could pay you $2,000 now, plus $15 when we reach Alderanian, or whatever the hell he said.
$17, huh? Okay, you guys got yourself a ship. We'll leave as soon as you're ready. Docking Bay 94.
94.
Oh, yeah. Came on real fast. Do a little Chewy cover for me. Looks like someone's beginning to take an interest in your handiwork.
Like, all right, we'll check it out, Scoop.
That's the trooper.
Yeah, it's Shaggy.
Wow, I think that's a good place, Dan. That was nice work. How about it, Seth? The kid's got
that's
range.
That's magical.
He's
wow.
a fan and he's
wow.
got range.
I think I might have been Wunderbar that scene.
I don't think he likes the German.
I don't care what he likes. I like the Wunderbar.
All right, we need to take a break. Seth MacFarlane is in studio. So is Harlan Williams. We'll give you another fantabulous reenactment. I think this time from Goodfellas after this. Little birds for you. Harlan Williams in studio. Seth MacFarlane in studio.
Thank you.
American Dad, Family Guy. What a genius. Thank you for coming on the show.
I come here and you just make me feel good about myself, man.
Well, I've always been a fan. And again, I appreciate not only you bringing me back for a big episode of Death on the Family Guy, but you not using Harlan Williams. For me, it's a two-way street.
I hurt deep inside.
I'm sorry. It's just the bird flu, I think, is going to interrupt your work.
It doesn't matter. I still feel sexy.
So much to do. Well, let's see. We'll do another reenactment for you. But first, I want to talk about a serious thing, which is I've talked about it with Seth before. This whole Flight 93 thing, which is out and everyone's buzzing about, is you know, or maybe you don't, Seth was on Flight 11 or was due to get on Flight 11 out of Boston, right?
Yes, yes. And drinking a little too much the night before and hungover and showed up at the desk and they said, "Nah, you're too late. They just closed the gate." And so I.
And was the plane still there?
The plane, you know, that it's funny. That's actually a good question. I don't know. I from what they said, I assumed it was. I never checked into that. That's interesting though.
Now that one of those plane or that plane hit one of the towers.
That was the first. Yeah, the first one.
The first one out of Logan.
Yeah,
and it was like a 8 a.m. 7:30 flight. Was it an early flight?
It was. It was like a 7:55 flight. Yeah.
And how did you find? I mean, this talk about surreal. And again, you didn't switch travel plans or anything. You went to the airport and were late, and were probably rushing to the airport.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing that the driver that took me to the airport, you know, called my college where I was speaking, where it was the reason I was out there, and I and he said, "My God, you know, I broke all these traffic rules to get him there, and you know, is he, you know, what happened?" And you know, I'd called them by that point to let them know I was, you know, that was not.
So he was flying like he had a catcher that just caught knuckleballers traffic, through Boston traffic to get you to the airport, and you just missed it. And then you had to wait for another flight.
Yeah.
So you went to the bar for another pop.
Went to the bar for another pop first thing in the morning. Little
hair of the dog.
Start the day off right. And I fell asleep in the lounge actually, and woke up and there was a commotion and it happened. It's the only time in my life I've ever, you know, had a bartender pour me a drink at 9 a.m.
And you fell asleep, and what happened then? You just saw some stuff coming over the news?
Yeah. It's the first one had hit, and then, you know, they...
Did they say the flight number?
They did. After about 10 minutes, they announced the flight number, and I turned to the guy next to me, and I said, "My God, I was supposed to be on that plane."
And he said, "Do the Stewie voice."
Yeah, which I thought was really...
Can you leave an outgoing message on my machine, dude?
Yeah, and I pretended to kind of be put out for a second, but, you know, I did it.
You jumped into it. Yeah, you're a pro. Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Listen, sir, this is hardly the time to do the Stewie voice.
So it's like, well, you saw the plane go into the World Trade Center, and at that point, you could have been from Los Angeles or from London, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you had no idea, so it was like, "Oh my God, this is fantastic." This is not fantastic in a good way, but I mean, this is crazy and sad and whatever. And then you find out it came out of Boston, and then you find out the flight number.
Yeah. It was again. You know, I turned to the guy next to me who actually was not booked on that flight that day, but he took it. You know, he had taken it many, many times before, and we both kind of stared at each other. Like, "My God, that's, you know, we got
life changing.
We got damn lucky.
Life altering." And it's then and there you swore never to use Harlan Williams.
Oh, it was. Don't blame 7-Eleven on God me.
He looked up to the heavens and said, "As God is my witness."
I am alive to keep him down, I said.
That's right. The Almighty must have had a plan.
All right, here's a really weird, dumb question, but I got to ask it.
Did
you keep your boarding pass?
You know, it was an e-ticket, so there was no. I have like a fax of an itinerary that my travel agent sent.
And you kept it.
Did you keep that?
It's somewhere.
It's a weird, morbid thing to keep. Yeah. But it's kind of historical.
It's floating around somewhere. I guess I should have kept it.
Dude, that is weird. Did that change your perspective on? Did you have one of those moments where you go, "Today is the first day of the rest of my life," and you're going to be like, "Mr.
You know,
I'm taking those ballet classes I've been putting off and all that."
That's right. I'm going to learn how to weave baskets. It probably should have. It didn't really. I'm not really a fate kind of guy. I figure that kind of stuff, you know, you probably cross the street, you know, at the wrong time, More often than we probably like to think. We probably this one was just very
smart.
Wow.
Yeah, why make
that's
that?
Wild.
It's like a New Year's resolution you're not going to keep. You make that proclamation, then 10 minutes later you're home and you're backhanding your maid because she balled your socks the wrong way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's face it. Human nature
comes
too
much,
first.
It's too much work to change your life. You know?
All right, please throw Harlan a bone. Get him in the Family Guy. We were going to do a little reenactment, but I just don't know if we have time. Do you think we can? All right, let's do a quick one from one of my favorite movies, Goodfellas. You're going to do, I'll do Joe Pesci, you do Frank Vincent, you do Tommy, right? We'll do the famous Get Your Shine Box, where they reunite in the bar after Frank Vincent has been let out of the joint. Pesci's all grown up now. He's a new guy. He's not a kid who shines shoes anymore.
And then right at the end, I'm going to throw in a bonus treat of Winnie the Pooh right on the very end.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, you ready? Start as Tommy Joe Pesci.
All right. I'm gonna do this as Quagmire.
Do it as Quagmire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Billy, how are you?
Son of a bitch, get over here.
Hey, Billy, watch your suit.
Listen to him. Watch the suit, he says. Little pisser I've known all my life. Hey, Tommy, don't get too big.
Don't go busting my balls, okay?
Busting his balls? If I was busting your balls, I'd send you home for your shine box. You remember Tommy Shines? The kid was great. He made mirrors.
No more shines, Billy.
Come on, Tommy. We're only kidding. You can't take a joke? Come on. Now get the hell home and get your shine box.
Yeah, that's when the fight starts.
It occurs to me now for the first time that dialogue makes absolutely no sense.
Well, that would have missed out on Winnie the Pooh.
It's utter nonsense.
Oh, it's still coming.
Yeah, give us a shot of Pooh before you have to go do it on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank's show.
Is there any more honey, Mr. Rabbit?
It was Pooh. I don't remember Pooh talking that much.
How dare you, sir? How dare you rape me with your words?
Do Pooh if a crow landed in Pooh. I mean on Pooh.
Would you please get your black ass off my back?
Nice job. All right, that's it. Seth MacFarlane, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you, Al.
I'll see you across the street at the Family Guy during our very exclusive members-only table read. We'll give the secret handshake. It'll be great. American Dad, Sundays at 9:30 on Fox. And, of course, the Family Guy, Sundays, 9 o'clock on Fox. Harlan Williams at the Tempe Improv, May 11th through the 14th. Also, the June Improv. The Irvine Improv in June. Yes, the 8th through the 11th. Thank you, as always, Harlan.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks where thanks are due. We're out of time. Until next time, this is Adam saying, mahalo.